Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Kevin, Killers, you guys. I don't see that intro at the bottom. Go ahead.
It just says, welcome to the jungle. You don't see it?
It ain't on here. Somebody don't take it off. Somebody took mine off here, too. I don't even have mine on here anymore.
That's okay. We live right
now? I do. It's in the middle. Let me play it for you.
Oh. Jungle, everybody, on this fine Saturday night. We are in Lena, Mississippi. And I got my good friend Butt Naked working my board for tonight. Give everybody a shout out, Butt Naked.
How you guys doing? We're going to do it tonight. We're going to do it big.
Man, I'll tell you, this place is just off the hook out here. I'm in awe of this whole thing. Trying to get out of this place, though, I'll tell you, it's a different story. But, man, the racing, the people, Clark did a good job. Big Clark and Gadget, man, they did an excellent job out here, man. It's just absolutely awesome. Kev, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll let you talk.
I'll tell you, man, I wish you could have been here. Is Tyson on the line, too?
No, I don't see Tyson yet.
Okay. But, man, I'll tell you, it's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable with all these cars. If they didn't have 500 cars, I'm a liar. Because there's just cars on top of cars. And at 3 o'clock, there were still cars coming in the gate.
Man, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, it was a very good outing. And I want to say thank you to Clark. Big Clark and Gadget, man, everything they took care of us out here from California, man. I can't say enough good things about them, what they did for us getting us in the gate and got us a great spot to park. And it was good all over, man, all over. I cannot complain. And, man, it was just unbelievable. Fun meeting everybody. Got to meet I got to meet the boss, Mr. Barnes, and caught up with Biz and DJ Grand and man, we go down Big Fred, Little Fred. Remind me of Big Enos and Little Enos from Smokey and the Bandit. But it was a good deal, man. Big Mac, I met your cousin Kev down here.
Oh, Big Mac?
A Big Mac, yeah, man. And a whole lot of people. It caught me off guard because, you know what? They all knew who I was because I was the only one down here in shorts and flip-flops. So, you know, hey, Taylor, when I'm turning around, I don't know who's calling me, man. I think some of them are doing it on purpose for a little bit, too. But, man, all this stuff going on. What a show, man. What a show tonight. Well, people are trying to... Yeah, you know what? During the day, man, the racing was awesome. But then it got to be a little... started cooling down, and the track started getting a little cool, and then it went to where some guys just couldn't put the power down. and they were just pedaling all the way down. But they're still running right now. They're still running.
Did everybody get these locked in races out, Kale?
No. A lot of people didn't, believe it or not, man. I don't think Tony Bynes even got to. There was anybody here for him to race because our race in Hattiesburg with him, you know, they canceled that, so we didn't get to go out here today. So, some people I guess he was locked in with either didn't make it down or broke. I think White Cracker, I don't know if they had a lock, and they said they had a lock, and I was catching all that stuff little by little. I don't know when they locked in, but they never got anything off. I think White Cracker might have hurt his motor or something. I don't know what happened, but everybody was trying to get a lot. Everybody's doing a lot of testing too. It was different because I'm used to seeing the races where, you know, everybody's on the starting line. Everybody's doing this and doing that. They roped it off. They roped it off, and they had the police out here.
They keep them off the starting line.
Yeah, and it was like, man. And then, you know, it was funny. I got to talk about this, the incident we had. And I guess they have spots out here where people buy their parking spots for the year. And I guess we was in one of those spots. So the guy told us, they were saying that we had to move. And Clark took care of all that. He said, hey, those are those spots for their racing. We rent this place out. They don't get preferred parking in my place, and we stayed there. And I don't think they was going to argue much with Big Clark. But I'll tell you, man, he put on a fabulous show, man. Unbelievable. For my first grudge race event, unbelievable. And I'll tell you, man, the people out here, the food out here, it's like you can't really want to go racing out here with all this food, man. You're gonna pack in 5 more pounds on the car. they had everything out here.
So did you eat? Did you eat down there?
Oh man, did I eat? You gotta ask me what didn't I eat.
What did you eat that you like? You tell us about.
You know what? I told everybody not to tell me what it was, so I wouldn't eat. I want to make sure I tried it all. So I can honestly say I don't know what the hell I ate, but whatever it was good. And they could tell me. They can come on the show and tell me what it was because it's all done and down and everything. But for the most part, man, it was good. It was all good.
Man, that's wonderful.
But you know, I can't complain. One ounce, man. The people down here, very, very, for me, man, I felt like a celebrity. I didn't even have a car here. You know, it was great, man. I enjoyed it. Anytime there's more time about me than anybody else, I'm a happy camper. But, man, I wish you guys could have came down. And I got to meet Atomic Dog and Miss Sharon. And, I don't know, and I hope Atomic Dog don't get mad, but that is one beautiful woman. I tell you, that woman walk into a room and the fish gonna stop swimming. She is one beautiful woman, man. I'll tell you. I love you, dog. Don't be mad at me. I just gotta call him like I see him. That's how we do it in Cali. I know I ain't in Cali, but I just gotta say it and put it out there, man. That is one beautiful woman. But man, we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun out here. It was great meeting everybody, putting faces with names and stuff like that. And Willie Dog was out here. Boy, that guy must have like ever ready batteries in him, because he just don't stop. He's like that bunny, man. He keep going and going and going. But he was he was a lot of fun to hang out with, man. We was making fun of, well, Jay Barnes and him and I, we was just talking. That's the best way I could put it. Because I don't want to throw them under the bus. But we was talking on the starting line. But it was great, man. I never had so much fun at the races before than I did today, man. It was a lot of fun. Chad had a problem with the car. He went up and to the left, and when he came down, he hit really hard, and the rack and pinion came apart, and so we was kind of done for the day. Because I know we wanted to get after Tony. We wanted to get after Tony Bynes so bad, all the way out here, man. All we was talking about was getting up in his ass. But you know what? We'll get him again. This might be our first trip out here, but it ain't gonna be our last. We already talking where we gonna hunt him down like a dog, man. Wherever he gonna be, we gonna try and get there. But man, too much fun. And with too many good people, man, I think it's hard to go. I'm kind of glad I didn't have my car out here, only because I had so much fun hanging with everybody, man. I had a blast. Shit, they'd have called me to the lanes 4 or 5 times. I'd be like, whatever. But goodness, man, I had so much fun up here, man. And Big Clark and Gadget, man. And, oh, man, here's the other thing you got to see. I don't know if y'all seen Drag's car. That thing is a beast. That thing is, oh my goodness, that's a beautiful car. I think his valve covers are about 2 inches tall, and the rest is all head. It's just unbelievable. But he was out there with that car, and man, everybody, it just seemed like everybody. And, DJ made a pass last night on Test and Tune. And right when he crossed the finish, I said, DJ ain't getting no races out here. That car just flies. he was struggling too. But man, everybody, man, it's funny because at the track, everybody's so nice, but they get on the phone line and they get all medieval on you and everything. But I can't wait for the next time out. And I got a schedule. Gadget made schedules for the whole season. So now I can pick and choose when we want to come out and do all that stuff. But lots of fun today, man. Lots of fun. But it did get cold. It did drop down, man, because when it's time for me to put my shoes and socks on, my tennis shoes and socks, that's when you know it's getting cold, man. Because I started feeling it. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of racing. And, dude, there was one car out there. Was a Mustang. And he had a Mitsubishi 4-cylinder turbo in it. You talk about fucking up a car. It's one thing to put a Chevy into a Ford. But a Mitsubishi? Yeah, I didn't get that one. And the car, it crawled off the line, and then all of a sudden, you snap of a finger, that thing just cut loose. But that was pretty good. So, Kev, you guys still freezing up there in Detroit?
Yes, sir. We're freezing like a, you know what, colder than a witch's tip.
Hey, Kev and K.O., I don't want to bunny it on y'all, but y'all got a... Cadillac Joe on, y'all got Rob on, y'all got Tyson on, and y'all got Big Mac. We want y'all more.
Oh, well, you know what? Go ahead, man. Open up them mic. Go ahead and open up all, man, because Tyson's part of the show, man.
Okay, let me open Tyson up first. All right, Tyson, you live. We got Rob, you live, and Cadillac Joe, you live, and last but not least, Big Mac, you're live.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly Joe, one of y'all guys got some video playing or something in the background.
What's going on, Tail?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, man. Not only was tonight a good night, what's that background noise?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, if you guys that got open mics, if you ain't talking, just mute your phones for me so we can have a good show. All right.
There you go. They got it.
All right. Hey, Tyson. Man,
yeah.
I wish you could have been down here. And it was just unbelievable, man. It was so cool.
Uh-huh.
I was having a good time, man.
It sounded like you had a ball.
And not only that, but listen to this. We had our caller the last time I told you about that wants the Grudge Inc. shirt. And
right.
He was in the bathtub listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
She listened. She's taking the bath. She's in the bathtub right now listening to the show again. Man, what she needs to do is call in because I got a million questions I want to ask her. I want to know who she's thinking of while she's in the bathtub.
Know,
whose voice is doing it for her? I'm going to say me, but...
Teo is me. You know, she know I got the sexiest voice on here, so it's all a match with me. I called and told her to take a bubble bath and listen to the show.
Oh, man. Well, shoot. She doing it. She listening to you, that's for sure.
So, Teo.
Yes, sir.
Have you eaten yet? That's all I want to know.
With what?
Have you eaten yet?
Well, I didn't hear you, Rob. Rob, I didn't hear you.
Did you eat any food yet?
Oh, man, did I eat. I'm almost afraid to know what I ate, but I did. And it was good. Sometimes you don't want to know.
Right.
But who
got some races going on down there? Who got some races off?
You know what? A lot of people didn't, man. Everybody was either breaking or paying a punk out.
Wow.
Some people couldn't. Some people had problems sticking to the track. Some people just flat out breaking.
Right.
But I was trying to catch races and people started talking to me and then I move away and then you bump. You really from California? What, the shirt that says SoCal doesn't explain it enough? Yeah, I'm from California. The suntan I got don't look like I'm from. No, come on now.
The only guy in the trap with flip flops on and short pants.
Yeah.
Tell him, man. Tell him what I was wearing, baby.
Man, I couldn't keep up with him. He wore me out trying to keep up him. Walk around the track with flip flops on.
Hey, man. How many people came up and called him my name, and I didn't even know who nobody was. They only knew because I was in my flip flops.
Hey, everybody, man, just like, I mean, everybody was so nice. We did have a good time. And like Teo said, he was like a celebrity. They called him. He's not on the starting line. Cameras all on him. Every, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Every time he went down, he had a microphone or a camera in his face.
Oh, no. His head already big. They done made it even worse than that. Lord,
come on. Oh, come on, baby. You know me now. When I get some airtime, I'm all up in it, man.
Oh, no.
But,
right up his alley.
Hey, but you know what? The best part about it was, man, this track was live. And
yeah.
it was a good time. And you know what? Next time I don't bring a car, I'm definitely going to fly. But,
right.
But, man, was it a good time, man. It was blast. Rob, you missed the trip, baby. I'll tell you, man.
Hey,
you know, I'm flying.
I hear it all in your voice, Dale. You had a good time.
But you know what, man? I know Biz is gonna have a show, and I know I got the schedule. I know Tony's got a show. Gonna be doing races in June and July. I know. I met Boom, man. Boom's a really good dude, man. Those guys from Louisiana, really, really, real. I'm glad those guys are part of Grudge Inc., man. And man, a lot. Did I say how beautiful Miss Sharon was? Did I say that?
Right.
Okay, I want to make sure I didn't want to repeat myself. I don't want to keep going on. But that is a beautiful woman, man. But I'll stop. I'll leave it alone now. So I got 27 hours to drive back home, so I better just leave that one alone right now.
Hey, so when is Grudge Inc. coming to the West Coast is all I want to know.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, and that was the talk. Rob, we really got to work on the track, make sure, because you're going to see, these guys come out to the West Coast with our air and our weather, I can't believe how fast these cars are going to be. These guys are stepping on it now, and it's really going to make for some good racing. They won't know how to tune for that sea level air, but they'll get it quick.
So is Chad done for the trip or what?
Yeah, Chad on his first hit, the car came up and he started going to the left, so when he got out of it, it hit pretty good.
Wow.
So it tore up the rack and pinion and the exhaust, hit the motor plate and crushed the tubes.
Wow.
So he was done after that.
Right. Hey, yo, let me ask you something about his do you have a convention ahead motor, big block, or you don't?
Who, Chad?
Yeah, conventional head motor.
Yeah. Chad's got a big block on one unit, a nitrous.
Tell Chad to call him. I gotta look in the shed, man. I gotta fit a header for a conventional head motor. And
uh-huh.
They for a Fox Body Mustang. And they got the collector with the muffler and all, man. I gotta make sure my dad hadn't thrown them away. I used to have a 632
uh-huh.
in my car. When I had a 632, I had those. And so y'all give me a call. I tell you, had a man probably about shit, man. $200.
Those headers are specially made for the car.
I'm saying I got that was specially made for the car. They were made, and I let him get them probably about $200, man. He just paid shipping and handling. They already custom made for a conventional head big block Chevrolet.
What?
Do you got a Chevrolet motor? Or Ford motor?
You got a Chevy motor.
Yep, my Chevrolet motor.
Hey, you know, Bud Nick, look on the callers because he might be calling in. He's got a 310 area code.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna work because the way that K member is, it's a little different.
Okay.
How it is?
Yeah. Because remember, I moved it down, and that's why the rack and pinion is down lower.
No, so you
okay.
Fucked it up, huh, Rob? You fucked it up.
I wasn't driving.
Well, mine was a little lower too, Rob. My rack and pinion was a little bit lower, and my car also. So he wasn't a tram. Don't work hell. He can send them back. I'm just looking out for another man. Cause when he was
That's
down
right.
in and making, he told me the butt nigga, I take my drive shaft out and you can hand it, make your race, so you can run big. Nobody else wouldn't do that for me, but he done it.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what, man? I want to say this, too, and I'm glad we're talking about this. I want to bring this up. When the rack went out on the car, I went up to the announcer and told him, I said, hey, you know what? We're from California. We hurt the rack. If anybody has a Flaming River rack and pinion for a Mustang, and all the people coming over to the pit where we were at, had this, had that. Well, we know where we can get one. We'll leave here and go get it if you want to. And And then when you know, they jumped in, all the people in Mississippi, God bless their heart and soul, man, they all jumped in to get Chad back on the track, but his exhaust was beat up so bad, he just said, nah, not to worry about it. But I thought that, and props to all those people that was ready to go run to the auto store and bring stuff to them, man. They're a class act, man. Everybody out there, I got nothing but good things to say about those people, man. When God made the announcement, and he says, you know, hey, they came all the way out from California to see if anybody could help out. And sure enough, man, people started coming over to the fence and what you need, tell me what you need. I got this, or I call this guy. He's got one in his garage. I'll go pick it up for you. And, man, they were doing everything they could to get us back on the track. And then when Chad looked further in the car and he saw the exhaust, that's when he said, you know what, man, this ain't going to fly. His exhaust was so bad. So, you know, but still, man, I bet if he would ask for a welder out there, something like that, someone would come out and probably done his exhaust for him, too.
That'd have been nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, the ones I got, I had them custom feet, $1,200, what they charged me for those headers. He wasn't a trainer.
Wow.
If they work for him, he can have them about $200. I don't have a conventional head at 632 anymore. So he can try them. If he decides he wants them, I'll send them.
Man, at 632.
That's what I used to have in that car.
Hey, Rob.
Rob.
Don't
worry, you got five in the damn plate pretties.
Huh?
I used to have a 632 in that now. I got a gorilla in that motherfucker, man.
Man. I got a baby.
They had a 632 dart with dart 360 heads on it.
Hey, butt naked. Butt naked.
I got a little fire, lady.
Hey, butt naked, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Or you was talking last time when you was talking about gym time. What you know about gym time?
Hey, at the Super Bowl party, he personally came to, he came down to Atlanta to my homeboy that worked for CNN and brought him some good stuff, boy. Good God of mine. He can't even tell you he's drinking no time.
Yeah, Jim Time is the man.
That's Floss.
Yeah, what's
hey.
Up, Kevin?
What's up, Floss?
Oh, man, hanging in there, man. I wish I would have made the trip, man, but I couldn't. My money was funny telling me I had to stay home.
It'll get like that sometime, man. You'll catch one. If
yeah,
not,
you know
you'll
what?
See it when we come back to the north. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I think that was just a lot of case for a lot of people, you know. Just, hey, not everybody's money straight, you know, and take a road trip or something like that. When I get home, I'm going to have a ton of honeydews on my list to do so. I'm just kind of hoping that either the pen ran out of ink or she forgot about a lot of things.
Hey, Kale, do you know which month you're going to try to make it this way?
What's that?
Do you know which month you're going to try to make it over this way to the north?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was talking with Biz, and... You know, I told him that I try to make Chicago, but I kind of want to go to US 131, man.
Hey,
because I got history with that track.
That's a bad. What was the last time you were there?
Oh, it was in the mid 80s. There, we were there with I used to drive an alcohol funny car, and we were out there with the funny car.
Yeah, that track, man, hands down the best track in Michigan.
You know, and I was telling, I remember who I was talking to last night, but I remember when I was driving the funny car.
That was
track,
me, KL.
Oh, was it you I was telling you about? Oh, yeah. The track that was the hardest hooking track was English Town, US 131, Orange County out here, and Pomona. Those tracks worked so good, it was unbelievable. And that's why That's why I kind of want to go back there, man. And, you know, when we were driving the car, Detroit was the other one, Detroit Dragway. Was that track was just unbelievable. That one was that was probably the hardest hooking track that we went to. But, you know, I think if I do, I think I'd like to come out Detroit way just because I like to get to 131. And I have been there since 85, 86.
Yeah. But Nicky, you decide which day you gonna come up here?
Well, whenever they decide they're coming back to the north, we're coming. But that $100,000 already talking about having, I'm definitely gonna make that. Seriously, he's gonna let me in, and so
yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah, June 15th. There's gonna be a lot of guys from the south coming up, a lot of them. And I'm gonna have the flyers and videos out probably next week or week after next. You know, saying what guys from the south is coming up. It's about 20 of them supposed to be coming. You know, they got the confirmation. You know, they're coming for sure. So you know, a lot of guys coming up.
Okay.
Hey, you know what, too? I finally got to meet Gunnett Pick out there. And I'm going to tell you something about Gunnett Pick. That is one hustling son of a gun, man. That guy is nonstop. I mean, he must have put on about 10 miles around that track, the way he run around and doing things, man. You know, I always thought, you know, you sit in one spot, do your videoing, you're doing your pictures and stuff like that. Man, if you under the car, gun it under the car with you with the camera. You know, you know what? For me, because I've only talked to people on the phone, but after seeing them and racing, I got a whole new respect for all these guys out here, man, just because Gunnett, man, he was everywhere. He was everywhere. And he was on the K-Rail when Chad was making his passes or his one pass. And I think he clicked every single picture. And he was like one of them guys. Even when the car started getting close to him, he didn't step out. He just kept clicking and clicking and clicking, man. The one thing about being dedicated, but nothing can run for your life.
Was BET down there?
Yeah, he was down there. We're going to get into BET in a minute, man. Because unfortunately, or maybe lucky for him, that I didn't get the chance to meet him. And if you're listening, you little fucker, you better call him this show, man. Because me and you are going to have some words. And I guarantee the next time I see you, my foot goes straight up your ass. I'm a little ticked with him.
Now everybody feel why everybody be ticked with him, don't
everybody
you?
Ticked with BEC's head. Oh,
give me a second in here. I'm on the road right now.
Hey, Bud Nicky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're doing a June 15th at our event. We're doing a little special. You know, I shouldn't say it over the air, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's going to be the first ever Grudge Racing RC shootout we're having at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Hey, is the mini bikes coming this year too?
Yeah, they'll be there too.
Boy, them boys got some fast. Hey, my right. Neck. Them boys got some fast mini bikes.
Oh yeah.
That was a mini bike that was fast. Y'all got some up there?
Man,
oh, yeah.
Them boys got
whole
some
bunch of them.
Detroit.
Man.
But the killers are in California. Them boys ain't no joke.
Yeah.
Then we can tell to get him to come out.
Okay.
Big Metro on the phone?
Who? Big Mike? I ain't.
Big
no,
Mac.
Big Mac on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
there. Hey, Max, so how'd you like it? How'd you like it this weekend?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. I'm just tired as hell. I've been down Mississippi since January 18th. So,
wow.
Working my butt off. So, it was nice just to kick back today and watch and meet a lot of the guys. I've seen a lot of the guys from Detroit I ain't seen in years, man. But,
wow. How was the weather? How was the weather?
Well, it was in the mid-60s. But as soon as the sun went down, it got cold.
I'm going to tell you, when I got to put my shoes and socks on, it's cold.
Hey, Tayo, nobody want to hear
that. When I seen that motorcycle go down the track, when it was breaking loose, I said, these boys are done.
Yeah, I don't understand. It was still 60-something degrees out, and everybody want to lock in and run the races at 7 o'clock. That's crazy. They need to do that while the sun is up and it's warm, I said.
And it was nice earlier. I mean, sun shining and it's warm out. Wasn't nobody racing.
Wow.
I don't understand that. Why? You know, what makes you guys want to wait till late at night?
Well, we tried to get a race with Three Lug that didn't go down, and then I was off the trailer, and Three Lug told Chad he locked it in for 1,000. And Chad said, okay. And then he says, nah, man. He goes, why don't you race that Camaro? And he pointed over to Leon's car. He goes, okay, we'll race it. We'll do that. And then Leon came over and goes, man, I haven't even taken a test pass. He goes, why you guys want to race? No, wait, hold. Your boy right here said that to come to you to race. We said, okay. That's all. If you don't want to race, that's cool. We're all good.
Right.
So... Three Lug don't want to. He don't want to race Chad. He should just say that. He just say it out loud. I don't want to race Chad, so we leave him alone.
You guys just lost Big Fern. He called. I had him in the private room, but he had hands up from Chicago. But he was on the board. Somebody, I guess he dropped off. I guess he'll call back.
All right. Oh, okay. All
right.
Who was that?
Bud Big Fern. Big Fern. What he said his name was Big Fern from Chicago. He said he wanted to ask you guys what went down with the Chicago guys.
But, Nick, what actually happened to you? They said you hit a deer in your driveway. What happened?
Hit a what? A deer in the driveway?
Yeah.
That's
you know how dogs talk.
They oh, no. So quick as hell, but they got out there.
See what happens when you show up and it's like all the stories that come around?
Yeah.
You couldn't be knee deep in some woman. You have to hit a deer. You know what I'm saying?
Man, them guys something else. We
man.
You know, last night we got off the show. I got my little wrist up and everything. We struck up out of here. We got down below Montgomery, down there by Prattville, Alabama, and we hit a deer in the truck. And we got towed back. Scotty Towing towed us back. That guy charged us $737 to tow us back. We wouldn't but an hour. Thing was an hour and 40, 30 minutes from the house.
God.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, dog said, Bud Necker must have hit a deer coming out the front door. There ain't no way in the hell he was coming down the road.
That's dog, man, wow. It busted the inner cooler, the radiator in the inner cooler, man, and all that stuff. But he said because he had to use a tractor trailer wrecker to tow me back. I had my trailer hooked up. That's what the price was. They had to take the drive shaft out and all that stuff. Yeah,
$737. Damn.
Damn.
Now, how much for the tow truck? Shit. Man, the truck.
You ain't lying.
He must know Boulevard and Trumbull up here. That sounds like a Boulevard and Trumbull price there. God damn.
Hey, KO.
Yeah.
ask Chad, when did he find out he had a bad fracking pinion? When he got back to the pit? Because he never did get out that son of a bitch. He drove it all the way down the track like he stole something. It went straight up in the air, and he came out, smacked the ground, and went toward the guardrail and got back in it. I'm like, damn.
He was talking about keep going after that. He was talking about getting back in it. Thank you.
He
was talking about
getting back in it.
And I'm just like, man, enough.
Oh, he's talking about after the fact. Because I know he had took it off and was trying to fix it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, he had it off because we had people coming to was going to get us another rat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he drove the shit out of that car. And he wasn't going to get no more.
He came like inches because I was on the side next to the guardrail looking down when he went. And it was so close, I swear, I was curling my toes on my flip-flops because I thought he was going to hit that guardrail.
Hell, I thought he did because I seen grass and shit flying. That's how close he got.
No, he thank God he didn't, but no, he didn't. He didn't get it.
Oh, that's good. That's a bad pitch, boy. He wasn't gonna get no races anyway. If he would have got it fixed, he wasn't gonna get no races. There wasn't nobody gonna line up with him.
So California represented, huh?
Oh, he showed his ass on that only pass.
Hey, Kel, what's the situation with Brian Davis and CeCe? Are they going to pay the race, or is it a no race, or what's up with that one? Brian hit the guardrail, and CeCe crossed the line. Probably a no race.
If it's track rules, if you go over the center line, race is over, right?
Yeah, you lose.
But he hit the guardrail first.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Brian hit it first, and then CeCe hit the center line.
All right. It happened simultaneously, right? When he hit, he crossed.
What is didn't he hit the wall also late on, CeCe?
Yeah, he hit the wall twice.
Twice?
Yesterday and today. No, that's Brian hit the wall twice.
Oh. You said the track was going away a little bit.
So, are they racing down there?
They ain't
no more
Hattiesburg
down there?
No,
Hattiesburg
got rained out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Rob,
you coming up next year?
You know, I actually was going to come. I ended up at the work last night, but I told Tara, if I could find a flight out, I'm gone.
You ain't going to bring the car?
Chad's in my car.
I don't know
if I'm gonna build another car right now. I'm working on some other junk right now. I'm buying some property.
No, well, you should have brought some. You should have brought some property to Detroit.
That's always good.
Yeah, I don't know. I got some things I'm working on. I got to buy some property in Florida. My mom was out of Florida, and I got to buy some property over there, too, so.
So you trying to make your meals as quick so you can retire and travel and race?
Hey, trust me. If I was going to do it, I really wanted to go do it, I was going to bring the motor home down there.
Oh, Rob, we know you're going to do the damn thing, Rob. Bank robber, Rob.
Hey, you know I wanted to do it. You know, the worst part was I stayed home and spent money.
That's how it always be.
we all did it. The ones that couldn't make it, we all did it this weekend.
Man, you know, I hated that my boy had to drive down there by himself, man, but that's a one nutcase, so.
Oh, you know what? Cam?
Yeah,
Cam came to Detroit. I'm going to tell you this story. He said, man, I'm coming. I said, he ain't fucking coming. So I get a phone call a couple hours later.
Man, I'm in Texas. There ain't no fucking Texas. Man, I'm in Texas. I said, you, okay, whatever. He called me back. I'm in St. Louis. I said, what? And then they say, I said, well, he called back. If I'm in Ohio on 75 and 7, I said, oh, shit, he here.
I tell you, that's one thing with that cat. If he say he gonna make that trip, he gonna make that trip.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's one thing with him.
He playing rock and roll and drinking moonshine. Drinking moonshine and playing rock and roll. Yep, that's Tayo ass.
I'm driving this for the birds now. I'm in Nashville right now. This is getting old. Hey, I called him a couple of times, you know, while I was at work. I was like, hey, man, you still up? He said, yeah. I said, man, why you don't pull over there? Nah, man, I can't do it. I got to keep going.
Yeah, that's what he told me. I said, man, go get you, take you about an hour and a half. Yeah, if I can't do that, man, I got to keep going.
He told me the same thing.
That's exactly how he sounds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I talked to him that morning. I said, man, you all right? What's going on? Oh, man, I'm about 70 miles from the track. I said, how you feeling? He's, oh, man, I'm tired as hell, okay? I'm already going to sleep. I said, fuck, I'm going to stay on the phone with you, man. I'm going to stay on the phone and keep you up.
He said, yeah,
that's what I told him. I said, hey, Chad and them is an hour back of you or whatever. Why don't you just pull over and have them, you know, have them stop where you at and then wake you up and then keep it pushing?
Right.
Nah, man, I got to keep going. I said, okay, bro.
No, he ain't tell you what happened that one.
He drank that moonshine, he's going back up.
No, he's drinking wine, dude. He's Italian. He don't fuck with that moonshine. I didn't think I had him some red wine.
Yeah,
no.
That moonshine.
He met up with Jim Tom. He had that moonshine.
Hey, y'all know that they're racing in Vegas right now.
Oh, okay.
Which one is that?
Yeah. It's the first race of the season. You know, it's kind of like, well, they got some pro stocks are out there testing a few dragsters, funny cars, you know, because they're coming to promote next week. So a few people try to get some tests in, but it's our actually first race for PSCA.
Okay.
You can probably watch a live feed tomorrow on bangshift.com.
Okay.
Bangshift.com?
Yeah, live feed. My boy is out there in his metal booth.
Hey, Rob, tomorrow text me that.
Huh?
I said text me that website tomorrow.
I'm telling you not. You better write it down.
Look, you right here in Jamaica. What
bang,
the fuck
hey,
I tell you to do?
Bangshift.com.
It's easy. Bangshift, like shifting gears, .com.
Bang.
Hey, Rob. Right. Oh, hold on. Mr. Bang Bang. I heard Mr. Bang Bang did some things tonight.
Yeah, he made a good pass. Yeah. Who's that one guy? Who's that? Pruitt? That damn car went down through there. Was it Greg
Pruitt?
He went down tonight.
Yeah, he had a nice pass.
We were sitting right next to him.
What about Donnie? How did Donnie do? He make good pass?
I saw Donnie make one pass, and he was flying. Now I know why everybody wants to take everything off of his car, man. He was stepping, man. He was doing good.
Yeah.
This car runs good.
You know, if you went out there and the car stuck, you were gone. You were on a pass.
Well, how about White Parker? White Trash. How'd that car run?
He was flying.
Yeah, he was running good. I was impressed with that car. I like that car. I like the way it sits. Yeah. I like the color. I like that's a good. That's a nice little car, man.
Yes, was White Parker out there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and when I talked to Melvin after he calmed down a bit, Melvin was gonna wants to run him tonight. And I guess Wayne told me I met Wayne when I was down there too, and he said I guess Melvin or Wayne got to take one more hit So that's what's going to happen.
All right. Hey, guys, you guys know anything about anybody racing out of Chicago?
Biz was supposed to race a green Mustang.
Oh, that's Nappy from Young Money Camp.
And he was waiting for him to go, but I didn't get to see that race, man. I was like I said, man. Everybody stopping me to walk that 8 miles to where back where we were parked took me about 20 minutes because there's always somebody stopping to say hi, and so if they got that race off, I missed it because I had my little pad and pencil. I was writing stuff down, but then I didn't get to see anybody run because I didn't get back quick enough.
Right. Wow. You didn't miss much. There wasn't many races.
What about three, though? He ran yet?
Hey, he didn't race anybody, but he had the car out there. We tried to get a race with him in
he
the morning.
He made a couple
but...
passes.
Right. He was locked up and run. Three Lug was locked up and run 007 with the truck.
Yeah, and that I don't think that race ever went down.
Right.
In fact, I don't think Little Red Riding Hood even took a pass.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see it take a pass. 7-Up took a pass, and Moneymaker took a pass.
How did 7-Up look?
It didn't make a clean pass all day.
Blowing the tires off.
Yep, blowing the tires off. Little Red Riding Hood made a nice pass.
Dog was driving the Riding Hood, wasn't he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Tao.
Yeah.
And when I was leaving out, there was a guy at the front, at the ticket booth, mad as hell. He brought four cars for that 6070 class.
Yeah.
Right. And he said he did not get to make one pass, and he was, Nick Clark was giving him his money back. He was hot. He
wow.
said, I ain't never seen nothing. It was crowded. It took me a half an hour to get out.
Yeah, but the man got his money back.
Yeah, they said he was going to refund his money back, because he had four cars there, and
I'll tell you, you know, it's what happened was when Hattiesburg closed down, everybody started coming. That's when they had that late
right.
Clock, like about 1 o'clock, started coming up to Lena. So those people coming in, and then they started getting, you know, they're just running time only. And,
right. Yeah.
Late, and it kind of messed things up.
Yep.
To where you didn't get a chance to get nothing going. But, I mean, they, I think the track people, I think they were just kind of overwhelmed. With how
they
many
were.
Because the stands were packed. The a ton of people there, and I don't think they realized how big this really is.
Right. Because when I was leaving out, people were still coming in the gate when I was leaving out.
Yeah. Yeah, there people were coming, man.
Yeah. Like, damn, it took, like I said, it took me a half an hour to get out the front gate. So they had, you know, one way in and one way out, and they had two lanes of traffic coming in, and no way you couldn't get out.
Damn.
What the hell?
That's the power of his
basically,
radio, man. That's the power of his
basically
radio.
Basically, you had to bolt guard your way out the damn place.
Yeah. Well, they finally got it, you know, straightened out where you can get out. But, yeah, like I said, it's going to half an hour for them to get that straightened out. Like, damn.
Well, like
hey,
he said, the track owner
have you heard anything about DJ Grant and White Trash supposed to run?
Oh, I never heard about that.
Yeah, they
I,
say
I,
they
I
wait,
I had to leave to get on the road because to head back home. But I didn't hear anything about that. I know DJ took the car out and made a hit. And then but I didn't know of anything about White Cracker. Melvin wants to race that car.
KO, you're at home now?
What's that?
Are you at home now?
Yeah.
I told you.
Man, the only reason why I ain't got that rock and roll on because he on the phone. As soon as he get off, he gonna get that rock and roll on and drink that moonshine.
It's gonna be Tao Russo live in concert, baby.
By the morning, he's gonna be halfway to Cali.
I got the DVD player, baby. I'm watching Pink Sol Out when I was on it, so.
Oh, God. Not again. Halfway back to Cali in a minute. He's going to be playing LL Cool J.
I'll tell you, that CD is worn out. It's starting to wear out, except for the final round, because I never watch it till the final round. I just watched it. I won.
So what you do? What you do, Tao? You look at your car and fast forward and make it look faster on TV?
Oh yeah, man. I'm not even fast. When you put it in that times two mode, so when a car goes to the finish line, it looks like I'm flying. It looks like I'm doing about 180.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. If y'all come to California, don't go by his house. Tell him you'll meet him somewhere, but not at his house.
Why?
Because you'll be watching Pinks for about 3 days.
12 days.
I said in the garage.
Justin, what if they hadn't seen it, man? I got to show them.
Hey, when I go there, I go to the garage. Hopefully the kid is watching TV or something.
Well, I'm glad you told me, because that's where I'm going to go, straight to the garage.
Yeah, just stay in the garage.
Come on, man, come on in, have something to drink. No, I'm staying right here in the garage.
You ain't got no TV in the garage yet, but.
I ain't that bad. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are that bad.
You can't even bleed out loud on that one.
The bad part about it, I was on the show with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed it to me. I said, "Hey, you forgot that was me in the picture."
That's why he likes being in front of that camera. He's a celebrity now. Where'd he get the DVD to that? Boy, he's gonna be showing it like crazy. Come on, man, check it out. What the
kid? You should not have said that. You should have not said that. Oh, man.
Step out here, man. Look at this. You know who that is? Oh, man. Here he goes.
You know what? You guys talking all this shit now because I can't work my board, but it's okay. All right.
I ain't paid.
I'll be
doing
the mic, man.
You can't mute my mic. I got my homeboy on the board. Now, all the way naked. Now, you can't mute my mic now.
Hey, when people come over and they want to watch the thing, they'll say, "Hey, what do you guys want to watch? You guys want to watch a movie?" And they'll say, everybody's like, "I don't know, what do you want to watch?" I said, "You guys want to watch Pink Sun Out?" And everybody in the house at the same time says, "No."
How did DJ do? Did DJ make a pretty good pan down through there?
I thought he did. You know,
okay.
it's almost like that car can, even if it does something kind of stupid on the bottom end, That car looks like it make up for it on the other end.
That damn car ride, man. People don't believe it. That's how I'm going to ride. Damn sure
that,
do.
Yeah. No, his car works good, man. I told him. I said, I was looking in his car, and you know, if you ever look in DJ's car, he's got that intercooler right there in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Or he's got something that, and I told him, I said, boy, when you're talking about, you say God is your co-pilot, you ain't lying, man. Look at all that stuff in there. And he just started laughing. DJ's a really nice guy. I really like talking with DJ.
Well,
yeah. He's the only one I know. They got a janitor cap this side of his hill.
the only guy I know that takes his helmet off and his hair ain't messed up.
Man,
I said, "God damn!" I look inside that helmet, there's a chair truck happening. I said, "Boy, I was wondering why he's always
looked
like he was sweating. That was that juice."
Boy, wait till I tear that button all the way next to this here. Boy, I can't wait to put it on him, boy.
Yeah, there's a chair truck cap inside the helmet. That's why it took me so long to put it on.
I think everybody was running good for the most part out there. But I think everybody might have been a little unsure on how the car was going to work. You know, with the cold and everything. Oh, you know, it was...
Were they constantly going down the track?
I'm hearing too much background noise. I can't hear anything.
Take them out of order some food. I guess
you
guys
got
to be phone
and mute. Shoot your mic.
Somebody in the driveway.
What was the question?
I said, were they constantly going down the track down there?
When that sun stuck behind the clouds, it was, you could feel cold in the air.
Okay. Hey, Dale, what if I tell you guys right now?
I can't hear. There's some background noise. There's like a woman or something. I can't hear anything.
Hey, TV is lighting. I think somebody in the drive-thru sound like.
Hey, how far away are you from home?
I left. I'm only maybe 20 minutes from the track. I'm still trying to find the freeway. You might not see me in three days if I don't find the freeway.
Man, I was so happy when I seen the freeway tail. And I was on that 35. Seemed like for 60-some miles, and it just curved.
Hey, Bud Naked. Hey, Bud Naked.
Yeah.
Bud Naked.
Huh?
Hey, look out for Tony Bond's number. He said he was calling in. He just texted me.
Well, I got one mic, one hand up. Let me see what it is. 313-1606. Mic is live.
Detroit.
I'm with. Mike Flyer, who we speaking with?
Okay. 313-1606.
Your mic is live. Who we speaking with? They don't want to say nothing. Mute it.
I'm sorry. I'm just listening. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think it's Totem Bind right here. 706. 706. 2646.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Boss Man?
What's up, Boss? What's up, Tony? Yeah, we still down here in Lena loading up cars and stuff.
Okay.
Did you enjoy yourself down there? Did you win some money?
Oh yeah, I did. I even ran. That's my sport right now.
Wait a minute, let me find that background for you guys. If you're not talking, can you mute your mic, please? I don't want to mute anybody.
Not me. My neck is not me.
It's not your
kid. It's Slouch. It ain't me either.
There we go.
Y'all let go.
Okay, that's good.
Sound like
yeah,
we load.
Yeah, we loading up and everything, and yeah, she got noise on it.
Yeah, sound like it came back. If we only have like a few mics open, I got everybody name. I mean, I don't want to mute nobody, so if you're not talking, mute your mic, please.
You don't think it's my phone? It ain't my phone, is it?
Uh-uh, no, it was doing it before you came on, Tony.
No, it was on before your phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's loading up and everything. We figured to leave Lenham. I had a good little victory tonight. We ran, we ran White Trash from Detroit.
What?
With a little S10 truck. And we
oh,
beat
man,
him,
I'm
you know.
So
and
you
we
got,
beat
you
him.
Got White Trash?
Yeah, we beat White Trash with Little Red Riding Hood.
Damn.
After we did that, Three Love paid the punk out. Lil Tony paid the punk out, and Faithful paid the punk out.
What in the world?
So I got three punk outs paid.
Right.
I guess White Trash was the fastest. Say what now?
So Lil Tony had a turn on it, didn't he?
No, Latonya had his car. He had his car in the trailer, but I think it was hurt. So he ain't bring out the trailer.
Okay.
And Three Love said he couldn't get it. Huh?
Did Monty make him have new tires on it when you did that first burnout?
Still not?
I said, did Monty make him have new tires on that first burnout?
Oh, yeah. It had some pretty decent tires on it.
I was just looking at that 8 mile burnout you did.
Yeah, it's all pretty good. As it helped.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey Tony,
I did that to wake the crowd up.
Hey
yeah.
Tony. Hey Tony.
Uh huh.
You know you got Ohio on the phone. That's Ohio talking to you.
Who that?
Ohio.
Oh, what's up, man?
Not much, man. I had muted my mic. I didn't know where that background noise was coming from.
It's not
you,
yeah.
Man. Not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to try to go to the banquet tomorrow night. I'm trying to lock in some races for Monday to go to Hot Springs.
Where's the banquet going
to be? Banquet going to be in Hattiesburg, and then I'm trying somebody to lock in for Monday at Hot Springs.
Oh, okay.
In the Holly Springs in Mississippi?
Yeah, huh. See, Hot Springs sounds like at the top of Mississippi, so it might not rain and be raining up there.
Right.
Hey, was Little Red Riding Hood and White Trash without a head up race? Did anybody blow the tires?
Head up is a mile. When Dog beat him off the tree, and Dog beat my car off the tree and stuff, and when Dog was gone, he blew the tires off. He blew the tires, right? What's the name of the car?
White Trash,
yeah. Pat took the footer, he hated the tires a little bit, but Dog was on the car.
Okay.
He hated the tires a little bit, Pat took the footer, but, you know, Dog had beat him on the street good, you know, so it was over from the word go. Yeah. I mean, that's the only one we can find to run with the truck. That's the only race we can get with the truck with 20, you know, small block.
What happened to
stepping
up? He couldn't hook today?
Well, I tried a new converter and set him up. You know, I bought the other one with me to put it in there, but, you know, Larry Rodney will say he'll step in and set him up, place. He stepped up in his place.
Yeah. I heard it was a bow down there. What did that bow do down there named CeCe and Joey? What did them boys do?
CeCe ran the Black Mustang for Detroit. I think CeCe beat them. And CeCe and Will trying to run, you know, trying to lock in for Monday, Hot Springs.
Oh,
King Kong.
Tony, that race with Brian and CeCe, you know, they say Brian hit the wall and CeCe, he went in the other lane. How did that race go today? Who paid who?
If CeCe's going to the lane, because CeCe, like I'm saying, he ain't going to the lane. He kind of got a little weavy, you know. And
yeah, they say he crossed the lane.
I ain't seen him cross the lane going. He got paid money, you know.
Okay.
He could have got paid the money across the line. He got shape, but he ain't got shape as bad as, you know, as the black car.
You're putting out to be.
Yeah. And it got so cold and stuff, he tried to cram all the races in, but had so many people down here.
Well, and, Tony, I got a question for you. Why did guys wait so late and you had a decent day? You know, I mean, when you guys got the camera, you know, 41, you guys raced during the day. Why everybody wait till later at night?
Man, I tried to run 1 o'clock today. I tried to run 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So
who
when
was that? Can you let us know who
that was? I tried to run in everybody. But when the lockup people that had locked their money with, they went and raced. That's when I went to White Trash, that's what he wanted to do. So I finally convinced him to race, even though he got a, you know, better car and everything. So we had to convince him, had to beg him to really race.
Mm-hmm.
We were gonna have a couple thousand. It was all good. It was all good.
Mm. Yeah. I don't understand it either. Why them guys stand around all day long arguing and talking junk instead of running when the heat is out.
And another thing, I know when I do my show, I ain't gonna have no 6-0 class, no semi class. I'm gonna have all grudge calls and all that. That's just the end of the way. The track ain't big enough, you know, accommodate that.
Right.
In the staging lanes, the kids can't get around and stuff. So I ain't gonna really have no 6-0 semi class. I'm gonna have all grudge calls. They have eliminated a lot of room and stuff, getting in lanes and all that stuff, you know.
That killed
a lot of time there. It's good to have
that,
right?
we don't need
cars in the stage lane that ain't grudge races, because people come in to see grudge races. They ain't come to see no bracket race. So we need to have the cars that only going to grudge in the stage lane. So they're going to get, because a lot of grudge boys, you know, like coming from the north, they got to get the cars tested in for a new track. And they ain't got time to do that if they got to wait 2 hours in the stage lane, you know.
Right.
Got a lot of bracket cars in the way and a lot of street cars in the way, and they ain't going to grudge race. So I have my show in June. I mean, I ain't going to be none of that. So I just be disgusted. Too many people drove too far just staying stage lane that long.
Well, what would they use schedule for June? Because little Tony got a race scheduled for June. Him and Slouch.
Yeah, June 23rd and June 22nd in Jackson. So
Are you coming up for the race up here in 131?
I'm coming there in July.
Okay.
I'm booked to come there in July. So I'm gonna get White Trash some get back if he wants some get back. He may not even want no get back. But I'm gonna give him opportunity to get some get back. But he might not want that truck no more, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Wayne on the phone, so we can't dog him out that bad.
I don't think Little Tony want that trouble. I don't think Three Love want that trouble. I don't think Craig White Trash want that trouble. We're going to try them, though. We're going to come up there and see.
Hey, Tony.
So you trying to say Red Riding Hood it's got to be the baddest small block in the country. One of the baddest ones.
Well, one of the baddest ones, you know what I'm saying? For the cars like that, you know, ain't going to be running no real, real badass small block, you know, like big ball fighting and stuff like that. For all the other ones, like Three Love. See, look at Big Love. I don't care about that anyway. Three Big Love, Little Tony, and White Trash, and... Yeah, there's a lot more people in the car. I tried to run that Brian Cutlass from, I tried to get him to backstage tag. He didn't want to do nothing. So, I'm just
saying.
So, they ain't want to do nothing. I mean, it's sad. I mean, I tried to get all my races in, but you can't race if you're paying punk out, you know?
Hey, right. Tony, tell everybody listening, man, where's your race going to be at?
My race is going to be Jackson, South Carolina, June the 22nd.
Okay.
You know, Jack's kind of like a little bigger track, too, you know what I'm saying? Bigger. But still, the lanes ain't going to be packed up with no street cars and all that stuff, you know.
Well, you know, and I was telling everybody on the show, you know, the return road to get to your pit is the same road to go to the lanes, to get to the lanes.
Exactly. Same road.
Get out of the place. Yeah, it was just, you know what, Tony, I don't think those people really knew how big this was. And
exactly. I don't think they didn't know how big it was. They wouldn't know. It wouldn't. That's the only thing they knew how big it was. They knew how it was going to be this many people there. That's the main thing.
Yeah, right. And then what happened was they wasn't letting anybody go on the track, so them stands filled up, and then there was a lot of spectators there too, and you know it probably wasn't the way they wanted to go down.
It's good they had the crowd. The crowd was here. They had you got 90% of the crowd here to see the Grudge Races. And you got 607. You got probably 22 607 more cars, and they just really was in the way, basically in the lanes, in the way, going down the track. All them passes, 607 more cars, testing and they round. They could have been Grudge cars going down the track, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's what slowed down. I think that's why a lot of the Grudge cars, nobody was wanting to lock in because they didn't want to go. The later it was getting, they didn't want to get locked into a race and not be able to hook up or nothing.
And they didn't want to get into no race and knowing they had another shakedown to make. Use a shakedown to make time you get your car, they're pulling lanes, your shakedown used to last 30 minutes. For the night, your shakedown, used time you pulling lanes, would last 2 hours. And that's a kill you right there. Well, you know, it still had a good crowd. You know, I think the crowd still was satisfied, you know. So they had a good crowd and stuff, good event. That's the main thing. But it just would have been a lot more gross races if the lanes would have been, you know, ran right, put more better. Because it would
have
been a lot more gross races.
A lot of guys were going on the trailer early, too, huh, Tony?
So now?
I said a lot of people were going on their trailers early, too.
Exactly. So, like I'm saying, it was still a good crowd. You know, I just hope we have a better. More Grudge Races at Hot Springs. Hot Springs hook, you know, hook a little better than Lena. And I hope it'd be a lot more Grudge Races.
Damn, that sounds like Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that's me.
Bro, no.
When they go get me a little motel room and chill out.
Man,
where
the hell
is
Big Clog at, man? Where's Big Clog at?
Big Clog, you just said by him,
truck.
You just said by him. You just said by him. Oh.
Hey, look here, man. I just called in and said, y'all take that never scared. Tony, you already told him we done kicked that ass?
Oh, yeah, I told him, man. I'm so sorry for white trash. You know, white trash. You know, basically, you know, Dog a veteran and white trash a rookie. And he wouldn't, you know, that man must have had something like a 150-something life, you know, because he ain't used to all that pressure, all the people looking at him, all the flashes. He couldn't stand that, man. I don't know why he told that man. I don't know why he throwed that man in the Lions Den like that, man. He couldn't handle that pressure. And I told his owner that Jim was a good guy now. He couldn't handle that pressure, man. Y'all couldn't expect that man to handle pressure like that,
Tony, did you tell him about all that money they lost on that gap?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people betting on the gap. I'm saying myself, they need to bet the gap the other way.
They should have paid those. they should have paid those if they wouldn't got a gap.
Yeah, they got to understand, you know, the truck, the S10 truck like an old farm truck and everything, and the white Mustang like a Class A state of art car, but you know, looks will never win no race.
Amen to that, Tony. You 100% right about that.
One thing we can say, them guys will race though. Them guys will race though.
Hold on. I listen on the way home. I'll
figure out. Y'all ready?
All right, I gotta go out here and find Big Claw.
Yeah, we can't go unless we tell you we gotta get out.
You go on my.
We gotta get out. We don't know how to go.
All right,
I'll take
it out.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, take it.
Hey, Tony.
We ain't get yours done. Tell now. When you
hey, Tony, tell Big Claw to call him.
Okay, hold on.
You know, Clark, man, he got his hands full, Kev.
He got his hands full, Kev.
That's a busy man today.
He ain't got time to call in, man. Okay. Hey, don't you come to find Chris, though,
Daddy should be down there by his car. Right there.
You want to walk down there?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm quiet right now because I'm trying to figure out what freeway to get on here.
West.
Yeah, well, the freeway here is only showing me north and south.
Oh, shit. Go west, young man.
Man, yeah, I'll probably be home in about 4 days.
In 4 days. Hell, it took me almost 4 days to get out of Mississippi. Damn country road.
And I'm doing what the GPS is telling me to do. How you like that?
Yeah,
oh,
you
shit.
Up.
I got them GPS going to take you all around the world.
Yeah, it will.
You're going to come in the back way of California. You ain't even know that way.
I'm telling you, man, it just got me going one way. Hopefully this is a junction where I can get back to the freeway I need to get to.
Yeah, I know my GPS said turn right. No, turn left. I'm like,
man.
What the hell?
Yeah, like, this freeway looks like you're going to take me south to Macomb, and I don't want to go south.
Shit, my GPS done some shit when we was going up to Chicago for the north against the south. We riding the damn GPS telling us the track is in the middle of the goddamn freeway.
Yeah, that's
oh,
the way we're
like
coming.
Talking about your destination is here. We're like, destination? We're in the middle
of
the damn freeway.
That's exactly what it did to me today at Mississippi. They say your destination is on the left. I'm like, damn, ain't nothing but a swamp over there. I'm in the middle of the road. I don't see shit. So lucky I seen a trailer enclosed in front of me. I just followed the enclosed. And about another couple miles, and got a couple more turns. I would have never found a damn track.
That's crazy.
Man, I do not want to go down south.
No?
Hey, Tayo. Just don't run into the Klan. You'll be all right.
Hey, listen, man.
He'd be good.
Hey, yeah. If I see any white cheese like that, my car going to become a bowling pin, and I'm going to take them all out.
Hey, Tyson, you understand.
Which way is to the
expressway? Hey, Tyson, he's Italian, dude. He got a tenant. They go, like, oh, we got us an old, good old boy here.
Is your son?
Hey, we say Tyson, we know you ain't from around here with flip flops on.
From around here, is your son? Well, I tell you what, give us some of that moonshine, we will cut you free.
can you see the client that say, what kind of shoes are those?
You might have to call
like
boys to get you out.
They're like, boys, look at his shoes. He got thongs on his feet. Like the old lady went in the bed.
Yeah, I got to jump off the freeway here, man. Figure out where the hell I'm at.
Hey, man, we better start a song with you because.
Okay, man, just keep on driving.
If you go to the store, you go in the store and be like, "Yeah, come on out to the back."
Yeah.
They're gonna recruit you.
I told you,
man. I'm all good with down south. So I see them cotton fields, and there's a problem.
Well,
I get scared shitless, man.
You might then come to the zoo then down on the third.
That's what I'm calling down there.
Hey,
I thought
Jay
Marks was cutting us up. Like, hold up, man. There ain't nothing but cotton fields around here. Ain't no racetrack over here.
That's the first time
I've
seen that cotton at the zoo. They just put that out there. It ain't never been there.
Big Mac, we know you travel down south a lot. Do you see all that stuff down there when you go down there?
Man, I stopped one time. I was on my way to Mississippi. Got off the exit in Alabama, and it said KKK on the side of the restaurant. And when you got to the front of the restaurant, it said Cousin Carl's Kitchen. It was K's. I'm like,
Like, yo, I turned around. You should see me get my ass back on the freeway.
I'd have been the same Carl's way. I'm like, KKK, I ain't
yeah,
home.
Yeah, Carl's in Carl's kitchen. Shit.
What part of Alabama you was in? I ain't seen that round here.
Going down, was it 50, was it 65 to 59 down going to Laurel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where the hell I was at, but I know it was KKK on the side of the restaurant, but it was some years back. it had to be in the 80s.
Oh, I tell you what, them cotton fields got me nervous. I'm like, oh, Jay Barnes gonna set us up. This is some bull crap here. Ain't no goddamn track over here.
Hey, Ty.
Tell you, man. I'm like, hey, this ain't, I ain't for this shit. Turn my ass around.
Hey, Kimmel.
They was mad at me, like, man, watch, man, look at this shit around us. Something ain't right. No, I ain't going down that road.
Hey, they said Kimmel went down there, right?
Phone ain't working, can't get no
reception. Kimmel said he pulled up a daddy, and he said, what the hell? He said, look to the right, to the left. He said, man, it's a goddamn cotton field. They said they got to turn about 3 miles to turn around.
Man, we was right there at the track. The phones went dead. The GPS acting crazy. I said, man, something ain't right. Nope. I ain't no. Nope. I don't even think I wear nothing cotton no more. All my stuff is silk. That's how bad that shit scared me.
No, dude, you guys didn't want to get out of Mississippi very fast, man. That's for damn sure.
Got to see the old songs and everything.
Hey, hey, K.O., I think you seen that movie called Mississippi Burning? You need to get your ass out of Mississippi real quick.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man.
Uncle Larry didn't call in tonight. What's going on? Uncle Larry always call in.
He's at the track.
Right.
I met Larry. He sat in his truck the whole night, man. He was staying nice and warm.
Well, he was security down there. Larry was making sure well, nothing happened with all, you know, people.
Uncle Larry said, but nothing going off. He said, look, he said, we're going to police our own thing, and everybody chip in. Uncle Larry said, he wasn't playing that shit.
They said he had a gun so big, it was the size of his golf cart.
That's what he said.
And it was on his hip. I don't know what it was, but I bet it wasn't no problem.
They said, Uncle Larry, when I said he wasn't playing.
It was a new sheriff. I bet he come back to the north, he throw that pistol in the creek. Y'all can't have no guns up there. Y'all can't talk no guns in the North,
King. Shit, them boys walk around with guns like it ain't nothing. Get them CCWs. You know them boys in Detroit, you know, they like to fuck with them throwaways.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. I thought it was illegal to have a pistol or any kind of firearm in New York and Chicago, Detroit. Like a hoop? I thought these guys can own a firearm up that way. Couldn't carry it.
Oh, you can carry them now. You can carry them now.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't shit. Yeah, anybody. 12-year-old kid in your CCW up here now.
You ain't lying.
This shit, there's more women than men got guns up here. That's all you see at the gun range is a bunch of women. If you want to meet a woman, go to the gun range.
I said they ain't lying.
That's the new thing problem right now. You want to meet a woman,
go to the gun range. My girl carrying one. She come to the house with one. I said, you better take that motherfucker back to your car. She's like, what you mean? I said, take that motherfucker back to your car or take it home. So I don't give a fuck. She's like, yeah, you know, I just got it for protection. I'm like, okay. If you going to shoot my ass up in here and leave.
Your neighbor said, something's stinking out there. What is that? Everybody in that stinking, huh?
Hey. I'm trying to tell you, Tyson said it right. If you want to meet a woman, shit, go to damn gun range. They be there.
Right.
You know, they having them roads down there where the highway patrol, they sit in the middle of them. They go through and come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, you're not allowed to do that. on choice for them to do that? Well, I just did it.
You turned around.
Hey, hey, Kill, you going to fuck around and get the hell beat out of you down there when he pulls your
ass.
Sure is. Sure is. They're going to slam your ass hard on that ground. They're going to knock your damn shoes off your feet.
Hey, butt naked. Hey, butt naked. We gonna see on the news tomorrow. Man got whooped with flip flops on in Alabama and Mississippi.
Bringing back memories, huh, Kevin? You get your ass beat with them mama flip flops.
They gonna beat him so bad, boy. He gonna be running down the freeway butt naked with just some flip flops on.
No, he gonna be a runner when they slam his ass them damn heels. The heels gonna hit that ground. His damn leg gonna go no.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something, man. You'd be surprised how fast you can run with flip-flops. You'd be surprised how fast you can run flip-flops when you're scared. Trust me, man.
They hear you coming. You sound like one of them big old trucks with a slap tire.
No, you know what? Hey, listen.
Sound like a semi-truck coming.
The minute you got to get into overdrive, like the flip right off, then you hit high gear. You're gone.
Hey, Big Mac, you making your way back? You might turn around and help him out.
Shit, like it's gonna take me forever to get to Nashville. I'm in the middle of Memphis and Nashville now. 2:40, 6:40, whatever. Shit.
Big Mac ain't trying to help nobody out. He getting the hell from away from the city.
Trying to get shit. You ain't lying.
Hey, Tayo, you on your own?
You see Tayo, he'll make a phone call.
Hey,
you better quit bullshit.
Yeah. I'm on.
You make a phone call to Tayo, you better quit
no
bullshit. Bring your ass.
I can see Tayo. What was that one boy? I can see Tayo.
Bring your ass. Say, here they come.
Kevin, like, goddamn, I'm not in the van. I'm in the F-150.
Like, here they come. And they ain't spraying 250 shots. They got 4 or 5 guns on them. They making a pass through that.
They put up next to him. When he called me, I was teasing him. I said, man, you'll be okay. I said, but when you get an officer put next to you and he got a different color glasses on, you know, that yellow tint, I said, you in trouble.
Oh, man, this is a funny story. We coming from Norwalk one day from the track. Man, we ride. I mean, man, we had to be doing about 85, man. We rolling. We look up. Here come the state police. I said, oh, shit. I said, oh, well, we just going to get a ticket, man. Hell. So, man, he's flying. He rolled up on the side of us. I'm nervous as hell. I'm looking. He looked at me. Man, he tapped his hat and stabbed off. Man, he had to be doing like 100 miles an hour. I said, Lord have mercy. We came up and got something to eat for about an hour and then jumped back down on the freeway. I said, if you think I'm going to be coming behind it, he'll fly. He's a mistake.
He said, Tyson, you pulled over for a minute.
Yeah. I think we're going to come up on this exit. Then I changed drivers. Hey, man, you drive.
He said, well, man, go on the road like, hey, and Tyson said he was asleep. He go on the road like, so I pulled him up. Man, what? Boy, you were speeding. No, sir, I just got in the car. No, you were driving. He Tyson said, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But me.
Hey, how Skin say it? Skin say, cut it out. Say the ass, you say, cut it out.
Yeah.
Was Skin down there this weekend?
Was who?
Was Skin down there this weekend?
I ain't getting nothing
about it. Okay, now I just wonder if he's out hanging out.
Hey, you know who I didn't see down there? I didn't see Sleepy. I didn't see Shake and Bake down there either.
Oh, yeah.
I called Shake for a couple
coming.
Times. Yeah, I called
Sleepy. Shake and Bake said he was coming.
No, he didn't. I didn't see him.
Unless he might have had to work or something. He probably couldn't get off work.
Yeah, they probably mandatory to come in. That boy, that Big Mac ain't right, though. You said
He keep on pushing north. He come back and help you out, Tyson. I mean, Tail.
Shit, I started to stop it sooner, too, man. Spend the night. My wife said, get your ass on back home. Been gone since damn 1st of January. Get your ass on back.
I don't know
what my honey-do list look like.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can tell you right now, man, my honey-do list is going to be huge.
Yeah.
There's one thing about it. When I hit the E-way, I'm gone. I'm going to ride.
Yeah, I'm with Tyson.
Yeah, that's me.
I hit that
E-way,
I'm
going to
ride.
Man, I
know. That's all you hear.
That's all you hear, them governors kicking on and off.
Yeah, I'm a nighttime driver anyway, so, yeah, don't bother me.
This is crazy, man. I cannot get back around on the other side of the road.
It sounds like a joke. Hey, you tell her, why didn't you go on the other side of the road?
Yeah, because
the chicken was scared to cross.
I knew y'all was gonna do that shit. Hey, I was trying to get it out, but that damn Tyson, I knew he was gonna get it.
Why the table going there?
You better get his ass on the other side of the road. That's what we better do. It's gonna come to a roadblock. Hey, fella, come on over here.
Yeah.
We like to talk to you. The hell you preach.
I'm probably not going to be home for about a week.
Yeah, if you don't get on that other side of the road, you ain't going to be home for more than a week.
Keep going around the circle through the middle of the freeway.
You know what? I'm going to make these illegal U-turns right here. And if the police want me, he's just going to have to come get me.
You better make sure
you don't
hit before you turn.
Hey, number boys from Mississippi, they gonna come get your ass. You ain't gotta worry about that.
I got a full tank of gas. I'll just be running to the border. I'll be like a Mexican sipping across the border into California. I know how they do it.
They're the only police I know. Mississippi, they're the only police I know. They wear their sunglasses 24/7. It might be a scary movie. Boy, you know how fast you was going? Man, take them glasses off. Can you see me? Did you see how fast I was going?
Officer, damn law.
I've been like, you know how fast you were going? I was doing about 35.
They tell them, like, where you going? I'm from a town fresh off of the nigga's ass. What you
going? I'm going to tell them my hometown. Going back to San Francisco. Hey, Peter, where's that? Man, why are you asking me questions if you don't know where things are?
Well, from a town called Fresh Off Police Ass, and what you want?
I'll tell him, you hear about that guy in Southern California shooting all the police? Better watch out, man. I heard he's in Mississippi. By the way, here's my driver's license.
We'll be calling in on the show like, damn, man, the show ain't been on in 2 weeks. The hotel and tell that police what I told him to say.
He's still trying to get on the other side of the road.
No, I'm on the other side of the road. This is why I keep getting fucked up, because I got all these different freeways to go to, and I just don't know which one to jump on.
Oh, shoot. You got to go to the old stuff at work. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Where you at, Theo? Where you at?
All I know right now is I'm in Mississippi. That's not it.
You don't know what freeways you're looking at?
I'm gonna jump on the 20 to go to Jackson right now.
20? No, you don't want to go to Jackson. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, because I'm on the other side of Jackson.
Yeah, you want to go west, but that'll take you west. You east of Jackson right now, coming out the track.
Yeah. So once I get on right here, I'll be all good.
I hope so. I hope you don't get on the other side of the road again.
Do you want to get on 20 going across?
Yeah, I'm taking the 20 to take the 20 all the way down to Texas.
Oh,
and then
okay,
jump,
yeah.
Jump on the 10. And then I'll be home free. Then when I get to Dallas, I gotta figure out that debacle because it's got like 17 different bridges and roads and everything like that. I'm like, man, we don't have all this problem in L.A.
Right. I'm thinking if you get over to 49, Jackson, take it south, and that'll take you right to 20. If I'm not mistaken.
We got another caller, guy. Let me see who this is. 313-5415.
Oh, that's this me all the way negative. Just tight.
What happened to you, Tyson? You must dropped off.
Yeah, I dropped off the car back.
Oh, because you was laughing too hard, you hit the one button or something, or what?
I think I hung myself up. I was laughing so hard.
How come that doesn't happen on my show, man? Because I never answer to let you back in.
See, I'm glad you ain't working the mics. I have to see my man on the phone now. Nah, see, man, but negative, right. Yeah, don't worry about that.
No, man. But you know what? All in all, man, it was a good weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tail. I've met a lot of guys tonight that, you know, I've heard the names but didn't know what the faces look like. I met Jad just tonight for the first time, Big Clark. A lot of the guys I knew by name, but didn't know them by face, you know?
Yeah.
And to shake the guy's hand, that means a lot. Everybody was real, you know, real cordial.
Now, with some of them faces, don't you have no bad dream tonight looking at some of them faces?
No, it was good, man. For me, it was good to just put, you know, not put faces with names and stuff like that.
But it was nice.
And is Tony Bynes still on the line?
No, him and Dog got off.
Oh, Dog was on the line too?
Yeah,
they got a party. They got a party tonight.
Sunday night.
That's
Sunday night.
And
I think it's not.
The banquet
is Sunday
night,
ain't it?
Asbury.
Right.
No, man, I was kind of hoping that little pom pom cheerleading motherfucker would call in.
Cool.
Cause I got issues with him.
Cool.
Oh, BG?
Yeah. Hey, he need to come out to them tracks in little fucking tutu. Motherfucker
Water,
don't even have a car and he's talking more shit than anybody else.
That's his new name, Waterbug. He looks just like a goddamn Waterbug.
Mississippi Joe say he look like a damn bug, man. Like
I met Mississippi Joe tonight, too, yeah.
That's hell with bean teeth. There's going to be water bug.
That's right.
You're going to see him talk to him. He's going to come on our show Tuesday night, I guarantee you. He coming on.
Who's that? Who's going to come on?
That bug?
The water bug?
He like a little gnat at a picnic. He just keeps trying to swipe away and don't go away.
Goddamn water bowl.
I'm pissed off just because, you know, even like Tony didn't even bring up the race with Chad and I because that was a done deal.
Right.
You know, that was at Hattiesburg. And then when he came to tonight, he said that, you know, he had a couple guys back out, so if we still want to do something, we can do it there. And then when we went out to hit we got on the track, Chad had the issues. So we didn't have to pay no punk out money because the race was not locked there.
Right.
So BET's telling everybody, we need to pay the punk out. because the race didn't go down. Well, the race was never to go down. We wanted to go down to Hattiesburg. I mean, to Atlanta. But I had Tony Bynes and Vic Clark and myself on the phone, and Tony said, "No, I can't do it at Lena. I don't want to move it to Lena because I got four races there, and if I lock up a race in Lena and I don't get to you guys, I got to pay the fuck out money." And I said, "You know what, dude? I didn't know you had four races there. No worries. We'll give it a shot and see what happens." So that's how it went down. But our race was locked in Mississippi. I mean, in Hattiesburg. So the race got canceled for Hattiesburg. Why do we have to pay the punk out money?
Oh, BET told you to pay the punk out?
Yeah, he was telling everybody there that they should be paying the punk
Man.
Out.
The hell with these, that damn water bug. He ain't got no goddamn car.
That little choo-choo wearing motherfucker.
How the hell you gonna tell some damn body what to do? Man, hell with that.
Here's the thing. We didn't come to Lena, Mississippi to pay no bunk out money. We came to race. And we knew we had to wait in line. You know what? But The stars didn't line up for us. It's a good thing we wasn't locked in, because, you know, yeah, you know what? We'd have to pay that $500.
What?
But, you know, and like I had told Tony on the phone, I said, you know, if it doesn't go down at Lena, we still want to stay locked in because we want to run his car. He said that's no problem. So My understanding of this is because it didn't happen in Hattiesburg, when there's another race somewhere, like he said he was going to be in Dallas or in Texas, and if we could swing Texas, we would do something there.
Right.
So, but paying the punk out money, how come Tony don't have to pay us punk out money? He's not racing in Hattiesburg.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a subject to bring up. You know, how do they work?
And you know, the part that kills me the most, and you know what? And I know him and Tony are good friends and stuff, but this is going to give Tony a bad name, because people are going to think that Tony's sending him out to go to all these people and talk all this shit. Did I miss a joke? Someone's having a good time. Better tell the joke to everybody.
I sound like Kev laughing at somebody.
Hey, what the hell are you laughing at?
No, I was laughing at you know, talking about BET. Y'all talking about him a bug and everything. Y'all ain't right, man.
He is a damn boy. He looks like a big ass water bug.
That's right.
Does he wear glasses?
Somebody got their phone on a speaker. Need to get some background.
The echoing or something.
Is it mine?
You don't have a speaker, are you, Taylor?
I'm on my speaker in the car.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Yeah,
you're on a free pass, Theo, because we got to make sure you're on the right road. So you might as well stay on your speaker. We got to make sure you're on the right road.
Yeah, you can stay on your speaker, Theo. We know you got to have both hands on that wheel and looking for new fans.
Yes, sir. We got to make sure you're on the right road.
I'm on the right road now. I'm on the road to righteousness now.
Okay. All right, now. We don't want to talk to you one time next week and you're still on the same road.
You can pull that Jim Tom out, man.
That's good.
Oh, man. Boy, this is nothing on this road looks familiar from when I got in here. That's for damn sure.
Motherfucker, you don't even down there. You don't even down there for 2 days. It's gonna look familiar to you.
Hey, don't be surprised if I accidentally end up in Detroit, Kevin. Come knocking at your door or something.
you'll make it to Big Mac House before you make it to mine.
Hey, Taylor, how many miles did you put on coming from California?
About 1,900 miles.
Damn. 1,900 miles. Ooh, wait, man, I'll be in that car naked just driving.
Hey, Tyson, we don't need no one
ask me. Don't even ask me why I'm naked. I don't know. I'm just a dude who drives so long. Yeah, Tyson, he's naked, man. I've been on this road
19
hours. I
got to
get comfortable.
You know, I'll tell you, man. I think that if you need a ride anywhere, Tyson, I think you should just fly, baby. Just fly.
Hey, I'll tell you, 19 hours, man. I got to get comfortable.
Hey, everybody, tell everybody
now. I got to bring it. Shit, I got to bring me some pillows from the house. What's up?
So nobody ride with Tyson over 12 hours.
I pull up to the track. They're like, man, Tyson came in here butt naked driving, man. Shit. That's 19 hours.
It's going to be like this. Excuse me, officer. I know I was speeding, but I don't know why he's naked, but it's just been a long drive.
They're going to be looking like, and why he's sweating?
Oh, Lordy.
Oh. Tyson, you're crazy, man.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful you tell me, oh man, make yourself comfortable, okay? You said it.
Hey Tyson, you ain't looking over like, God damn, man, I'm thinking comfortable, you're too damn comfortable.
He's over there, his wife's eating a box. I'm comfortable, I'm not kicking my toes. We can hit the highway now.
I'll be like, hell no, man. I'll give you some blankets to put you to bed in the truck, yeah.
So would everybody see me? They're like, you ain't from around here. No, I'm from California. That's how we dress.
Because they say, man, no, you ain't got flip-flops on, baby. You ain't from California.
I've had a flip flops on and everything. I'm from California. That's how I be dressed out there.
No, hell no. They probably believe you, too. Man, you guys are killing me. Hey, Matt, you still on the phone, Big Matt?
Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Hey, in the morning, wasn't it like a nice little crisp in the air?
Everybody
was looking at me like I was a nutcase. Because everybody got jackets on and long jeans. I think I was the only guy out there in shorts too.
Shorts and flip-flops.
I told you that's how we dress in California. See, I told you.
I'm
crazy. I told you.
I'm gonna revoke your traveling card to California, Tyson.
Man, I tell you, that's a long ride.
You know, I ain't mad at Tyson, but Tyson told the truth. Tyson, Tyson, we're going to California. All right, don't ride with you. I'll be like, no, the hell you ain't.
Sure you want to ride with me?
The man told me, look, I'm not mad. The man told the truth. He said he's going to get comfortable. Hey, butt naked.
I know what you're going to ask me. Hell no.
No, butt naked. We're not taking that butt naked. Butt naked, this is your nephew. Butt naked, this is your nephew on the phone, butt naked. We're just asking you a question.
I'll tell you, answer that
question. Hey, butt naked.
Hell no.
You didn't even answer. He's already, nope. Not
happening. See, I already know what's coming. Hell no.
I ain't talking that I ain't mad at you, Doc. Not you, boy. You told the truth. I'm mad at you. Sending the wife beat it and my boss.
That's it.
Hey. But the funny part about it is when you get pulled over by the police, you're the one who got to explain why Tyson dressed like that.
I just tell him, officer, what's your name, officer? Okay, officer Smith. This is how we dress in California. we coming down here to race, and this is how we dress, sir. So, hey, we wear white beaters and hang boxes and flip flops. That's how we dress, man.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm
getting tight and y'all off the chain.
Hey, but naked. I'm from Texas, man.
That's a long ride, man.
Yeah, but you know what? When you guys get off the phone, I still got to think about all this shit because that's going to be stuck in my head for the next 27 hours.
3 days. You soon get off the phone. He's gonna be taking off his clothes. Man, Tyson was right. Damn.
the next time I'm pulling to go get gas, I'm taking my shirt off, taking my pants off. And I'll be like, ooh wee, hey, call me in about 6 hours. I'll be like, ooh wee, you was right.
It ain't half bad.
Hey,
that's bad.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be out the car, my
flip-flops,
and my little
dun-dun-dun,
man.
See, Tao, some of us on this phone done did it, but they just ain't saying it. I'm saying it. I done did it.
Yeah, I'm here to
keep it real, baby.
Goddamn, be 90, 100 degree weather, shit.
Oh.
Like, is this nigga here not putting his clothes on? Hey, shit, it was hot, man.
Got me listening to y'all. I'm about ready to run out of gas. My ass over.
Big Mac, you got to start getting gas. Shut
down,
touch.
My ass, this thing going to eat.
Oh, man, you better get some gas. We don't want to be looking for you either.
That police is going to say,
man, why is he dressed like that? It's just,
shh, don't wake him up, man. You wake him up, he's going to start talking. Let him sleep. I'll think of
something
kind of lie, but just don't wake him up.
No, see, I'll make it even worse. Hey, what's up?
Man, we ain't got no more moonshine.
Drunk
4 gallons up. You're supposed to slow that down.
No, this is going to be Tyson. This is going to be Tyson, man. We're going to get pulled over by this redneck cop and talk to him. Hey, man. There's all the white women.
Yeah.
That's it. We going to jail.
Hey, Tyson, y'all be like that movie called Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy.
We're doing time.
Officer,
where are all the white women? You see, I'm naked. I'm ready. Where they at?
That's what Tao said today at the time. Where's all the white women?
I think they moved in. Any Star Cruise or something? Right. Yeah, we bad. Oh yeah, that's bad.
It was in Blazing Saddles when Gene Wilder has Clifton Davis and he goes, oh boys, and these two guys dressed in KKK outfits, and he pulls them out. Clifton Davis says, "Where's all the white women at?" And they start chasing them.
Hey, Bud Naked.
Oh, yes, sir.
You don't want to ride with Tyson.
Hell no.
But Bud Naked, hold on now. Hey, Bud Naked, now we know you are the true Bud Naked, but he took it another level, didn't he?
Man, that's 19 hours.
That's a long ride, 19 hours.
Hey.
I just got to remember that every time we come down south to race, and Tyson was like, hey, man, I'm towing my car, man, but Jim, I'll jump in the truck with you and ride. Nah, we all good.
Hey, Tyson, now I know the real reason why you stayed at home, man. It wasn't about no money. Ain't no one want to see you in tank top. In your underwear going down to Mississippi. See, I got you now. I'm feeling you. I got it.
Hey. I get comfortable, man. That shit.
Hey, Tyson. We had a deal with Whitney's come by the house every other morning when they be in field service. I said, I'm going to break them up from this shit. Yeah. Knock it on my damn door. Said, knock it, knock it. Boy, one morning I said, why did you see him? I went in there, I pulled my tank top off, pulled all my clothes off. Then I had my boxing shorts on. That's nice. I'm going to put some tighter whiteys on. I went back and put some tighter whiteys on and put them all the way up on my stomach, boy, my neighbor. I said, yeah, what the hell is it? Damn, women ain't been back no more. They ain't nothing man up damn peppers in my dude.
They walking past that house. No, that's pervert stay there.
Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, we got a remote call. Let me see who this is. 270 3011. Up all night.
What up, Tail?
What's going on, baby?
G Shot. What's up?
Oh, hell no.
What's up, G-Shot?
Ooh, nut. Didn't get to see you at the track today.
Yeah, man, I was looking for you. And Big Will, I guess Jerry was looking for you. So Big Will comes up to me and says, he goes, hey, man. He said, Larry looking for you. I said, all right. And I walk over to Larry. What's up, man? Will said you're looking for me. He goes, man. He goes, I told him I was looking for G-Shot. I said, what? Will think all white people look alike? What's up with that? Yeah, man, I was trying to track you down, man.
Y'all going to the banquet tomorrow?
No, I'm actually on my way home.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I gotta be at the neurologist on Tuesday. They found something in my head. I was shocked. I figured, shit, I didn't have anything in my head.
You know what they found in your head? They finally found your brain.
Yeah. I thought there was going to be a big old find a sign that says, this space is available.
Like, oh, we found something, my brain.
So, yeah, I gotta get to the neurologist on Tuesday, so I gotta make this a short. I went to the doctor's after we already said we was coming out to Lena, so I didn't want to back out. That's why I just figured, you know what, I'm going to go. And I'll just leave a little early. I'll just make it a short trip. But it was worth it, man. It was worth coming out. Are you still at the track?
No, we're getting ready to head over towards Hattiesburg.
Oh, okay.
Up to the banquet.
Yeah,
you got your suit all together, G-Shot?
Yeah, I got.
Hey,
G-Shot. Yeah.
Have you already paid your money?
No.
Don't pay. Get mine. I already paid it, butt naked. Go in my place.
All right.
You can have my ticket.
All right.
Make sure you
do that.
You're
I appreciate
my
it.
Shit, my shit was already paid, man. You can have mine.
Hey, G-Shot.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Tail, he lost tonight. He out there messing around the Mississippi
highways. He keeps turning around on the byways. Not what the byways, but he keeps turning around the illegal turnarounds, mercy turnarounds. What'd you think about that?
He riding in the car. He riding in the car naked and shot.
Here's what happened. You ever see that cartoon when they show the guy going to the intersection or the you know, where all the freeways going through, and he's driving around in circles? That was me. I've been on every freeway in that whole little chunk in there, except for the one I needed to be on.
What happened to you today, butt naked? What happened?
Man, we left this morning early, headed out that way, and got down by below Montgomery, down that way by Prattville, and hit a damn deer in my buddy truck. I think the tow company was Scotty Towing. They towed me back.
Everybody all right?
Yeah, everybody all right. You know, just busted one of the headlights and the grill out, the radiator and the turbo coupe. But if they give you any static about that ticket, tell them butt nigga pay here through Bank of America. You know, Grudge Inc. got an account with Bank of America. They know I went in there and paid it. So you have my ticket. Go in my place.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. And you should let it go to waste and somebody else spend some more money.
Yep, and talk to Jay or something, let him know or something.
Yeah, I tell him, or either you tell him one, but I got the receipt. They know where I went in there and made a deposit when we did that thing for Big Clark, and also I did my ticket all in one time. They got plenty of money from me.
All right, well, I'm going to put my phone on mute because we're getting ready to roll after the lab.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to y'all have a safe trip.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. All right. You know, it was, like I said, man, there were so many people down there. And trying to find somebody. You could in the morning. But man, when everybody started pulling in, it was Mac, how many times did I lose you, man? There's just a lot of people out there, man. There are more people I think than that track could hold. I just think that, and they got so much land out there. I don't know why they don't make that thing wider or a better way to get into it.
Oh, okay.
And you know what, dude? I'll tell you, man, that town is so small. I mean, it's not even on the map.
Oh, talking about the town where the track was in?
Yeah.
Oh, that make it even scary. It ain't even on the map. Lord, how much?
I mean, I kept trying to Google the, you know, find the track, and it would come up. The address that you put in, it said could not find. I was like, God damn.
Wow.
But it's tucked away in the middle of nowhere.
That was when we went up north to go over to B's house. Big Low them even said that GPS wasn't working for them to get over there. Period.
Nah, man.
Don't feel bad. My GPS done the same thing. And I said earlier, that damn thing told me the track was in the middle of the damn freeway. I'm like, what the hell? Come on. Then it said make a right. We make a left. And we look in the rearview mirror. Like, wait a minute, man. The track's back that way. We had to follow the trailers. That's how we found the track. We followed all the rest of the trailers and led us straight to the track. Other than that, man, that GPS would have had us down a dirt road somewhere.
Shit, our GPS took us out of gravel road and come out over by the track.
Goddamn.
A lot of people made it late to the Death in Tune last night because they were having trouble finding the track.
Track is GPS, yeah, man. But what I hear, they say when GPS has got to be updated every so often. And if they're not updated, they still got their old, I guess, GPS program in it. And some of the stuff, like addresses and, you know, different stuff is not in the GPS, so it's going to take you to a dead-end road that what they had before was there. Now it's something there, it's not. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to update your GPS, man.
I
drive a truck every day, man, and you can get a. You have to update them like every. Be out you guys every 30 days.
Shit, I should have just paid the $299. Shit.
Well, they got it. They got it where you can. If you got a certain GPS company, you pay for the whole year. You might pay like $100, and automatically sends it up. $3. I just find it better. You know, you can find free updates to just do it every 30 days.
Oh yeah.
What happened to Big Mac, man? We lost Big Mac.
Uh-oh, Big Mac that went into the gas station. Oh yeah.
KKKK.
Oh Lord.
Which way was he going home?
He going north, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey.
Oh,
at least I'm not on the freeway.
You know, went in that gas station, man, heard nothing else from
him. Hey, Tyson, you said, woo, you fill up with your free slice of pizza. He took that pizza, and they kept going.
Uh-huh.
He should have had Butt Naked. He should have told Butt Naked to keep him on the phone.
as soon as he pulled over one of that gas station, his phone went dead. Like, uh-oh.
Hey, G-Shot.
Yeah.
Is there still a lot of people at the track?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was still a cluster. It's still a mess. When I left.
getting out was a bitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes things just get a little too big. It goes out of hand. You know?
Right. I missed that part. I was gone for a minute. Trying to look at the board. Who got out of jail? Or y'all talking about something else? We got 773-4015.
Hey, okay, something funny, man. As a guy that be around us, he got a cane. I swear on my mama, every time you see the man, he on that damn cane.
Well, so, but this shit go down.
Let some people get the shooting, buddy. Listen, let some people get the shooting, buddy. Or how them it come, that nigga won't better than me. No, you won't. That ass, you try to get on.
Are you talking to me?
Man, some niggas got to shoot me. I feel like I'm going to cross that nigga away. I'm like, shit, I'm going to get hit in the ass. It's going to be low. The money going to last, hey. So I'm going to hit me, so I'm getting out the
773-4015.
Oh, goddamn. What up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Talk to me. Nothing much, man.
You live on the show.
I hear it now. I'm in the shot, man. I ain't doing nothing. I just wanted to see how it turned out. How was the turnout today?
We hear how they do with a cane turn out when somebody get to shoot.
Hey, man, you ain't never been listening to my combo.
Let us listen.
I didn't know I was around yet.
Everybody on the show. I call your name and I call your number out 2-3 times.
You said that cane is like a third leg, but when you get busy.
Yeah, if you want to bullet something got down, you get out the best way you can. Yeah, but how did they do it effectively, man? How was it? Ain't nobody get hurt or nothing. I heard it was a couple accidents.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I heard CC went across the line. Brian from Detroit hit the wall. Jimbo blew the tires off.
The best question, did they get any of these big money road races off that they've been crying about all must lock in? Did they get any of that stuff off?
Yeah. Tony got a race off with White Cracker. But not White Cracker, I'm sorry.
White Trash,
yeah. Tony was on the phone about half an hour ago and got off.
So he whooped him?
Yeah, Red Riding Hood whooped White Trash.
So what happened with 3 Love in the race? 3 Love and Leon in the race? Did they get him off?
We don't know. We don't know about Leon.
Three Love,
Tony. Punk got Tony Brown. I'm gonna try to text Leon right now. Call him the show.
Okay. So, Leon, Tony Brown.
Yep.
That's messed up, man. That's what I'm talking about. That bragging and talking about what you're gonna do. You in Chicago? They what the fuck need you? If y'all ain't together trying to get it on, you ain't gonna do nothing when you get to these certain spots.
Did anybody
make a good pass down through them? No, he didn't. Jack was having ignition problems.
Oh, okay.
So I heard they canceled Hattiesburg and moved it to Holly Springs. But if they can't get it off there, what are they going to do? They going to make it for a different month?
They probably gonna probably so, you know.
They moved the whole race?
They
moved the whole race to Holly Springs, all of it.
Well, they said everybody was gonna go to Holly Springs, but they don't know if it's gonna be raining up there too.
It's supposed to rain up there too. Now I got people down there. I made a bunch of phone calls. That's why I didn't want to go. They said thunderstorm. They said a tornado watch. I'm from Chicago already, and snow didn't get out there. The flood.
Right.
Winter trip.
Well, yeah. So I guess, you know, everybody's on the road back, coming back tomorrow morning on their head back to the house.
Now, these people have spent 600 or 700 hours torn their car down there to spectate. That don't make sense.
They just went down there to test and tune.
What did you test on? Ice? You could love it. It made a blast down your street.
Could have saved more money.
Hell yeah. You want to tell your car, you could have fired it up to a brick in there and just headed to the floor.
Could have saved more money, that's for sure.
I don't understand why you take a chance on getting hurt down there. You know, it wasn't like going to Florida somewhere.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Next month should be a lot better, man. They just, that dog stuff like that. I said I want to eat down there for that, but you got to make sure the weather right for me.
Because the weather be breaking, so, you know, it'd be good down there then.
All they got to do is wait another month and a half, and Chicago weather going to be good.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to raise at home than it is to go from there and let it eat. Yep. But y'all fellas enjoy y'all. My wife having a birthday party and we all chit chatting, man. I'm gonna put my phone on mute since I hear y'all in my combo.
All right.
Y'all have a good one, right?
What happened to putting his phone on mute?
There it goes.
Who was that?
Oh,
he never said his name.
He just struggled.
We know
he said his name.
You know, Three Love and Leon, so he must be from Chicago. Y'all got a lot to talk with guys.
My name is Preacher Boy. That's who this is.
Oh, it's a Preacher Boy.
Oh,
Preacher
okay.
Boy.
All right.
Yeah. I can't wait to visit Detroit. I can call me somebody up down there, too. Now I'm going back on you.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Yeah, man, like I said, there was just a ton of people down there. But I think because of Hattiesburg, everybody wanted to get some tested and tuned in, and that they came up there. But Tony's right about that, you know, the 6 and 7. I think that kind of – everybody was just kind of like dodging, positioning for track time. And
right.
It was rough.
So it kind of fell apart at the end.
Yeah, it did. Especially when people were leaving.
Wow.
And they're trying to get out, and guys trying to get to the lanes, and the lanes aren't moving. So, you know, you just kind of stuck there.
Hey, guys, I got some breaking news. Melvin just called in and said he raced white trash. So I'm going to get him on the freeway, okay?
All right.
I'm gonna let everybody listen to what you got to say, okay? So just hold on.
I know he stopped on him, man.
Oh, I'm going to get Melvin on. Let him say what he got to say.
All right.
Melvin, you there?
I don't think Kev got him on yet.
Oh, because Kevin has to push buttons. It's confusing for him.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Hello, he there, y'all?
Yeah.
He there? It's Melvin on the phone.
Hey, Melvin. It's
Yo.
Go ahead, baby man.
Kel.
You got the whole floor right now, Melvin. Go
I can't
ahead.
Hear you.
Melvin, you there? Melvin. Kevin, you put your phone on mute.
No.
Should have had him call in on the show, sir.
No. He said, Melvin, you there?
He can't call in on the show now, Carl. The board down.
Oh, it's too
the
late.
Board,
yeah,
the board's
too
late.
I put him on the freeway.
It's probably sound like a phone dropped or something.
Is he back?
No, man, try getting him back on.
Yo.
There Melvin's
he
on. Be quiet.
Melvin, you there?
Oh, he ain't there.
Well, I'm going to go by us, guys. I'm going to tell you what he told me on the phone, but I told him he
had
to tell
everybody. Get Melvin back on the phone. I want Melvin.
Kevin.
I'm talking to Melvin out there.
I can't get him back on, fellas.
You know what? He's on. No, he's
just. I'm going to text him your number. Get him on three-way. I'm going to text him your number.
All right. Potato
driving.
Yeah, and he don't know where he's driving at right now either, so I'm just following the yellow brick road. I think I'll be in Canada in a few hours, man, so it ain't going to matter.
Hey, guys, I can't get any more. All he said was that, and this, and everybody don't quote me on this, but he said white trash wrecked their car against him.
They wrecked the car?
Yeah.
God damn. Too damn cold, man. I told you now.
It's goddamn cold, man.
Hey, Tyson.
It got to be like 30-something degrees, 40 degrees.
Hey, Tyson.
Yeah.
You've always been the guy who's going to shoot the punch, right?
Uh-huh.
Why these guys are waiting to race late at night?
Man, it's too goddamn cold, man.
I mean, Tyson, it's your floor, man. Go ahead and tell what you got to say.
Man, anything under 50 degrees, man, it's too goddamn cold out there, man.
I said the same damn thing when I said if it's 52 degrees or higher, I will race. They jawed me and told me I was damn a fool and
man,
I need to race.
Anything,
so if it ain't 52 degrees, I ain't going.
Anything under 60, that's a wrap, man.
You better believe it.
Because you realize anything under 50, the ground is colder than the natural air.
What?
Not only that, that damn cold air, man, that should have burned your motor down.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. A guy is just working on my car. He's still up here. Hold on, guys. Hold on. I think somebody's calling me. Got Big Drag calling now. Hold on. Let me see if we can get him on.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, just to let everybody know real quick.
Yeah.
I'm in Louisiana.
You're in Louisiana.
I'm in Louisiana.
You go, boy.
I just crossed the Mississippi River. I'm either I'm either in Louisiana or I'm in Missouri or I'm in
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey guys, Drag just called. I'm gonna call him to me. Hold on.
Damn, Tail, you rolling, boy.
Shoot. You got me all scared with that KKK shit, man.
Man, give me a couple minutes, guys. I'm gonna get Drag.
Hurry up,
Drag.
Get the hell up out of Mississippi.
Hell yeah. Y'all talking KKK, he got the hell out of it then.
You ain't never like that.
Hold on, how y'all? We got Big Mac on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
Tyson want to talk to you, dude. We were looking for you. Tyson want to talk to you.
Oh, I have stopped and got out of gas late.
I said, oh, we ain't heard from you since you went in that gas station.
Oh. I did feel fine. Just sitting there. And she holding the door open for me. I'm like, damn.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
You know I'm riding in the car naked, don't you?
Oh, Lordy.
Hey, y'all crazy, man.
You welcome to ride with me, sister.
I'm from California. The way we do it.
I got these stones on my feet.
Man. Hey, Dale. going back to Cali. You need
man,
to be right.
I'm already surprise in Louisiana, them. Baby.
Boy, he said that KKK shit.
He got the hell out of hell, yeah.
Man, he sprayed all folk shit.
I just found the road and got on it. Anything that said west, I just got on it.
Shit, Tao had a Pro Mod 60 foot, an old 68, 60 foot. He got the fuck out of there.
Long gone.
He went 380s and an eighth. He was out of there.
Yeah. Hey, Carol, did Mr. Five Speed make it down there?
Yeah, he was there.
Pro Stock Joe was there. I'm trying to think everybody who was there.
Mississippi Joe.
Yeah. Well, I told him, I said, Joe, could you get this goddamn truck any higher? My head's hitting the top of the wheel.
Wait a minute, Kev texted me and told me to open your mic. Your mic already open. I ain't got it muted. Ain't nobody's mic muted, Kev.
Who the Kev?
Yeah, you don't text me two times to my open mic, but it ain't muted.
Oh, but nah. Your mic ain't muted. You must have muted himself out.
Had it muted himself. Ain't nobody mic muted on this board.
Nobody. He had to mute himself off. He was trying to get Drag in or something.
Yeah.
Unless he knocked himself off trying to get Drag in.
No, he's still on the board. I still see him up here. He's right up under me.
Well, hey, Bud Naked, now you know my hell. Now you know the hell I go through every week with Kevin. All the texts I get from him. Welcome to my world, baby. Welcome to my world.
Oh, that's light. That's a light text there. He's going to be texting, like, what you doing, what you got on,
What you wearing today?
What the hell you got on? What the hell? You better take me that.
I'm telling you. What you watching
on
TV?
Hey, real quick.
What you watching on TV?
Like, man, I'm in California. We ain't watching the same stuff. My house, we've been watching Beat All Out.
I was just sitting here thinking about you. I said I was on call.
Man, we ain't dating. What's wrong with you?
Oh. I don't think I would have told that one. That one I went to the grave.
Yeah, I was just thinking about you.
Hold up, homeboy. You got the wrong number, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud Naked.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to tell you again, man. Thanks for running the board. Kevin blowing me up now. I want to say thank you for running my board, man. I know Saturday night and all, but I just appreciate you helping me out with this while I'm out here.
That's no problem. No, whatsoever.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna try and get Big Drag on the phone. Let me see if I can.
Open the phone.
If I can.
Open the phone line. We got to stand
what
up
guy
and wait.
His mic is opening. His line, he's still on the board, so he's not cut off.
Right.
Yeah, I go, listen, welcome to my nightmare, baby. I go through the same thing.
What?
Hold on. What?
Watch.
Hey. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you.
Okay. Teo, call Big Drag. Put him in three-way. He said call him.
He's trying to do that.
Yeah, your mic wasn't muted. It's been open. You're still on the line.
Sure, man. I got you plugged in. Hey, I got Drag, everybody. See how simple that was? Drag, you there?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Drag?
Oh,
what's happening, Drake?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Drake. Melvin called in, but we couldn't get him back in.
Yeah, because you can't get in. You can't get in. You know, it's too late to get in. I tried. Yeah, my phone just got some reception. We just left the track a little bit ago, and my phone got some reception, and I've seen what Kevin had texted me, and I tried to get in. I couldn't get in. Shoot, I had been in the truck with the heat on sleep, man. I was sick as a dog today.
Okay, Drake.
Huh?
Where did you put on the show this weekend?
I did what?
They said you put on a show. You put on a show this weekend.
Oh, I couldn't get no runoff. My ignition box and stuff gone out. I guess that new grid system, and I think we may have hurt the box or something, you know, trying to crank it out with the better charger on it. So, well, I really don't know much about that grid, man. I think I'm going to take that stuff out and put a digital button.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you,
Jack,
man, that's one badass car. That fucking thing, man.
Hey,
on full tilt.
That
thing is on full tilt, man.
Yeah, it turned out pretty nice. You know, it took a long time to do it, but it turned out nice.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Good things come to those who wait, baby.
Yeah, that's all we're going to took some time, I tell you.
But it was all worth it.
Yeah, it turned out nice, you know. Turned out real nice. We're pretty happy with it. Somebody got the bad background on.
They're going to be killed. You ride.
Oh, is it still my car? Sorry, man.
You roll your window up.
You got the window up?
What?
That ain't Theo. He got his windows up. Hey, Theo, what happened to Chad? He broke his rack and pinion? Hello?
Yeah, he broke his rack and pinion. It's when he wheel stand and came down, he smashed the headers and broke the rack and pinion. Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to really check the track today. I know yesterday we was there,
that truck wasn't bad for overcast day, but we didn't check it today. We was up so much in the thrash, we just went on up there and tried to make a run.
How White Trash doing? I heard he might have had an accident, did he?
Who?
White Trash.
Oh, Aaron White Trash, Wayne.
Wayne don't got...
They say Melvin said he was running Melvin, and they wrecked the car racing him.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Melvin now, guys. I'm working on trying to get him back on. I think he got me in a bad spot by just texting. So let's wait to see what Melvin got to say, you know. But he told me on the phone. He said that he said that White Trash raced, wrecked against him.
I think we just lost KO too.
So we can't say who won or lost yet.
Joe and Greg just dropped off.
Hey, that's what he said when he was racing. So that must be what's happening. No, ain't nobody gonna do no false advertising like that.
Yeah, I was gonna try and text Big Fred to see what was going on, but I wanted to see if Melvin. I text Melvin first, you know, let Melvin see what he got to say. Tail, you got Melvin's number?
No.
Tail fell off.
Yeah, KO fell off, him and Dre. They was on together.
They was on together and fell off.
And then about two more fell off.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get Melvin. I'm going to hit him right back and tell him to call me. And if he calls me, we'll see what's going on. But, don't quote him word for word, but he said, he told me White Trash wrecked. And he was racing him. That's what he said. He didn't say if he won or lost.
Well, it really don't matter. See, a person tell their car, they don't really care if they won the race or not.
Right. Well, you know, you know how we are, Tyson. We're being fair about it. Just, you know, hope Melvin, you know, we get him back here on the phone. Tao, you know what? Somebody hit me right now. Hold on.
I don't like to hear about nobody tearing their car up.
Man, what are you talking about?
It is, you know, this got to make a better judgment, man. It's too cold out there.
And you know what? That's what we was talking about earlier. With, you know, Butt Naked, I mean, it's stupid shit they do. But anyway, Butt Naked, you got Tyson's number? I mean, Tail's number to call him? Because he can't get in the show. He did text me.
Who?
That number. I can put him on my line. What's his number?
Hey, Tyson, what's his number? 310, 15, 115? It's 310. It's 415. If you can find it, and then what I'll try and do, I'm trying to wait for Melvin if he calls.
He's not going to be on the board. He can't call in because it's too late. Do you know his whole number? I can call him on my phone and get him in on three way.
Tyson, you got his whole number right now?
Look at nah.
Cause I'm trying to hold my mic on from Melvin.
I'm trying to it's all raggedy phone of mine. Let me see if I can get to it. Let's see. Tao.
Let me see if I can do it.
Let's see.
Tao, he's calling me right now. Error code 310, guys.
Mm-hmm.
415.
8232. Yep,
8232.
All right, I call him. All right, I didn't want to answer the phone in case Melvin called. Man, I mean, Tyson, what makes these guys do this stupid-ass shit to run later on fucking do? You know what? Let me say, Tyson, can I say something that's true about Duke? Everybody seen my car run on pastime. They had that shit so bad. Yeah, that shit's so fucking bad, Tyson. It was fucking due on the car. Doc James told me we wiped the car off like three or four times stage lanes, right? Doc said, don't you wipe that car off one more fucking time. He said, I'll wipe that bitch off one more time, so I'm tired of you wiping that fucking car off.
But when the car left, dude, it was all over the place. And Doc cussed on to come back up the line. He said, man, what the fuck was wrong? I seen the side of the car. You know, somebody please explain to me. What is the purpose run late at night?
I mean, it's okay when it's warm outside, but, you know, the temperature, the weather ain't right yet, man. You know what I mean? The weather, it's cold down there. You know what I mean? And the ground ain't right. You can't, you know, it just, you know, I wouldn't be racing my car. If it ain't 50 and above,
what I'm saying, Tyson, is like, you've been racing, I've been racing, right? If you fucking see dew on your car, what the fuck makes you run there and run it?
Two, three, two is not available. At the tone, record your message.
No, I really can't just speak on, you know.
Well,
you know,
I'm here now. I'm one of the two before. I dish it at pastime. I dish it on pastime at 1:30 in the morning. And you're right. That's some stupid ass shit.
You know, you look at it because you really don't know what be going on through a person's mind, adrenaline and money on the line, and you know what I'm saying? So you never know, you know what I mean?
But I think what I'm saying is that could have happy races today.
But me personally,
Baycon,
if it ain't 50 degrees and above 50, I'm not racing my car.
And same thing I try to tell them guys, man, if it ain't 52, I said 55, but I said I do 52 degrees. They told me I'm a stupid motherfucker. What 2 or 3 degrees make? I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, it make a lot of difference.
It make a totally difference. It make totally difference.
Mm-hmm.
Anything up under 50, no. 47, 37, no.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna try to get Tail back in. You're trying.
He on the phone with
me. Tyson, you there? I mean, Tail, you there?
He might be got his phone muted, but he on the line. Or he calling somebody or what? He's still on my line.
I mean, guys, I don't understand it. You know, why did we wait so late at night to do something? You know, I don't want to see no guy tearing his car up. You know, I don't want to race. I really don't want to race a guy without no cage. My guy got a race, and he ain't got no cage. But, man, that bothers me. Something happens to him. Well, how the hell am I going to go home and go to sleep? You know, that's my thing. That's my personal
well,
problem.
I'll tell you the reason why that happens, Kev. Because if I think I got you covered, and you don't have that roll cage, and it comes down to the money. It's all about making money.
That's all it's about.
Sometimes same thing gets thrown out the window to make that money.
That's it.
Well, guys, I just me personally, man. I ain't got half the motor you guys got on this phone line late at night. But I'm tearing up, man. It just really bothers me I got to race a guy now in June without a cage. You know, that bothers me. Something happened to somebody, man. That would truly bother me.
There's a guy out there at the track at night with no cage in his car. Hell, I seen a guy go down with no helmet.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous, dude.
Like,
that's just freaking ridiculous.
Yeah. I guess they say as long as they sign that clipboard, they don't care.
They don't care, right?
No, yeah, it's on you.
That's
yeah,
terrible.
You want, right?
Man, I seen a video on YouTube. I don't know if it was Europe or it was here in the States. But they showed a guy had a cage in his car, and the guy got thrown from the car. And, you know, God rest his soul, he didn't make it, you know, but, man, that shit would bother me.
Hey, listen, man, there's some idiot doing that, man. And then what kills me about what y'all talking about now, when something happened bad, everybody's sad, but ain't nobody tell the fool you need a cage to put your helmet on before you went down that track.
Oh, yeah, grown-ass man, if you're going to get your ass in the car and go down that track, then, hey, ain't nobody got to tell him to put a helmet on.
Common
sense.
Yeah, everybody want to be Superman, want to be known as a man. Looking,
right.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
something happens.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ain't nothing to come out.
Yeah, listen, man. I tell them all, man. Listen, when you play these big games with these fast ass cars, the only person you're tricking is yourself.
Now, who's the speaker? Who's the speaker?
The freak.
Okay, no. We know.
Money. Yeah, man. Because listen, man, we do a lot of things to try to hustle and get money, man. You might put a bullet movement in a car with no cage and stuff. And that shit is not safe, man. You get out there and you wreck, and you don't survive these crashes. There's so many crashes you can have and you can walk away from. But some of these crashes, it's fatal.
Right. So, I mean, how would you feel about, you know, in a situation where a guy wanted to race you without a cage, and, you know, I mean, he bumping his gums, talking about shit, but then the thing, you think, well, what's going to happen to this guy, you know? And he was racing me. You know, his family might look at me like...
Listen.
Okay.
You can't tell a person, hey, man, I'm not going to
worry about the other dude, man.
All right.
You can't worry about... If they don't care about their own self, it ain't your job to care about them. Your job is to get out of their way. I got a cousin, man, that just began to race, and I tell him, he racing other people that call themselves after him or tricking him, and I look at them, I say, man, they can't drive. Your job is to stay out their way. If I feel they're going to wreck, you ain't really got to drive that hard or be out their way because they can take you out too.
You know, I used to drive a while back. Man, I ain't been in a corner too long. Went down into that track one time, and I put that helmet on. My driver didn't show up. I got in that goddamn car and got in the race. Man, I told my damn car out the third time down the track. Told it out. And no more.
It don't take that much, man. Everybody is not built to drive, man.
You ain't lying.
But not only that, but the track itself should have enough common sense to tell a person, man, your car too fast, man. You can't go down my track.
Right.
I'm not going to let you hurt yourself or kill somebody at my track.
Right.
That's a lot of shit to have on your mind. Like tonight, like you go to the track and it's due outside, the track should have just enough to say, hey, we're going to shut down. But they prefer to get this money and see somebody get hurt. That's the reason
right.
I get it, man.
That's it. Let me tell you what they say about me now. If I ain't got no drive and I'm coming to the track, I'm coming down there here. They come butt naked. Everybody turn around and look. Get the guardrails up. They say, we want all of them. I'm going to tell all them bitches up going after that. Get on the track.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else about that. A track with guardrails is a dangerous track in the world.
Yeah.
A guardrail ain't nothing but a ramp.
Yeah.
If you don't get you over it, if it sticks, it's going through that car like a butter knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
see,
you know what, guys?
The wall is the best thing, man. The brick wall stops.
Right. But you know what? When you said that, sir, I wanted to say... Rich out of Ohio, out of Cleveland, man. He, you know, he lost his life this year. Everybody say a prayer, you know, for his family. But, you know, it was an unfortunate situation, you know. And he had a car with certified with a cage in it.
Yeah, but a cage don't matter to a guardrail. You
go
120, 130 miles an hour, I don't care what kind of cage you got in there, it's going to go through that jungle like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, see, them concrete walls, not.
No, the concrete wall is a dead stop. You might knock the wall loose. You might knock the wall loose, but you damn sure ain't going to, you know, go through it. It's going to shut you down. But a guardrail would give, it would bend, it would split.
Yeah.
With enough speed, it'll split. With the right speed, it'll lay down and send you over there in the pit, and you'll kill everybody in the pit.
Sure will. I'm right with you. I like them concrete walls.
People don't think, though. So the thing here is, like, I told everybody before they went down there, I want everybody to go down there. I want y'all to be safe, man. I can't make the trip. Be safe, because, man, every year they have a fatal crash down there in Hattiesburg. You already know you're going through cold season. This is not race season. This is not really race season. This is meddling season.
Right.
You got a lot of horsepower. You committed suicide down there. Then everybody want to trick somebody. You got to run with a car that takes 1632, but you got to put 1050s on it to run in this class. Now you overpower the taxi and you're on a slick track. You's a damn fool.
Right.
But that's the shit they got us doing. I got to look like you to race you.
Right.
That's what I spend my money on. I spend my money on to make my car safe for me to drive and to get down the track to win my money. Now just
right.
because you don't have what I have in my car, it's not okay with me.
Let me ask this question. Should we start checking harder at our races?
Well, I'm going to explain this to you here about your checking. You can be the leaniest on certain things.
Right.
Listen, if you got a certain person that can drive and he's been driving for a while and you know he's capable of going this top speed and he can handle it, yeah, you can let him go a few times without a cage, but you tell him, man, listen, if you don't get a cage in this car, I'm not going to let you back. I'm not
right.
going to let you back because I don't want your death on my conscience. Now,
right.
if they don't have a nuclear safety switch or the seatbelt is not up to date, the helmet not up to date, but they have this type of stuff, you let them go. Certain people can't afford to get their car to the top notch, everything on it. You know, it's already hard out here. They got the budget race. So some people are just getting by. But you look at it for the safety reason, like, yeah, they got a rubber line for gas line. Listen, man, I'm going to let you go. If it leaks, I'm not letting you run. You know, some people come along with this bullshit.
I understand that. I get that part of it, but how about, because, see, you can't ask somebody, is your car going 850s, because you don't, no one's going to know what time you're going to run because we don't have any clocks on. So the only people going to know is in the tower. Well, if you don't have a tech card to show what you have, how are they supposed to know? And that's where the whole Catch-22 comes from, is that either you have to tighten the screws on the cars, on how fast they can go, but then you let your cat out of the bag on how fast your car is.
Listen, you got a lot of people that might have an 8-second car and might go to the track and run 10 holes all day long. You don't have to bother them. Some people, like Brett Nugget just said, he have a driver to go a certain speed. But Nicky might come and say, I just want to play with my car on my own. He's not a driver. He might not try to hold it to the floor. He just come out there and enjoy himself. You give a person in Chicago, we give you 3 strikes. You sit and go, listen, man, this plane ain't right. You only can go this fast today. Now, say you make a blast and you go too fast. We're going to give you a warning. Hey, man, you do that again, we're putting you out. Now, you be an asshole and do that again, you out.
Oh, that's how it is, though. That's how it is. That's how Milan do. Milan do the same thing.
If you come back, you better have everything you need.
You better have a cage, yep. That's what Milan do.
Right.
They look at
that's
you,
the only
and
difference.
They make sure.
Now,
okay, we might let
we
you
have
race,
certain
but
people,
not sure if then, there's going to be some problems.
See, y'all don't know
anymore.
Me. Listen, y'all don't know me, but I race at Wisconsin. They give me all the privilege in the world to do anything I want. I can go down there with a 9-second skateboard.
Well, because
they know me. They know I'm capable of driving.
You need to get it,
you
man.
Know,
now, this thing is irritating.
They let me do a lot of stuff they don't let everybody else do when I go to race. So, they're lenient. So, you got some people that are lenient. I've seen a convertible with no cage and everything going. Go 8-40. They let them make passes all their own. But that guy is a driver. So they feel it's okay.
What happens if you have somebody that's locked in the race, that's set up like that, but the track says, well, you can't race? Now what happens?
He loses his lockup money. Listen, he's supposed to lose his locker money, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, whenever you lock your money up to race, you locking your money up to race. You know your car's not certified. You're a damn fool if you lock your money up. Because these people got on that special day, they don't want you to ruin that day. You lose your lock of money. That's not their fault. The only thing to get your money is rain. And if you don't bring a cloud with you that day, they can't use any rain, you lose.
Yeah.
You make it a race,
right.
Listen, man, you don't leave home to go play ball and you know the place is closed. When you go to race, you know you're going this fast and you know it takes the go this fast. You're supposed to have your car right. You're supposed to have everything right. You ain't going to want to go to the track and race on nitrous and you ain't got no nitrous. Just because you ain't got no nitrous, we didn't lock in the race. I don't afford the race.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that. That's absolutely right.
Yep.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. Hey, what do you guys, how do y'all feel about seeing guys drinking alcohol and then getting into car and race?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that shit. Not at all.
I'm not a big fan of that either, man. I don't know. I've seen that today with my own eyes. A lot of guys say they do that to, you know, I done heard them say, oh, I got to build my courage up. Well, this is something serious, man. If your courage ain't built up to drive, you need to put your co-pilot in there. You know what I mean? You can sit on the sideline and drink and talk shit. But, you know, getting in that car drinking, you know, that's a beast. That's a machine.
Yeah.
You don't know what that car going to do.
Yeah. I mean, you might say your car up in the man in the other lane, you know, there his car up.
That's a machine. You don't know what that car going to do. That car don't do the same thing.
Is Big Mac
that car
on the phone?
Never do the same thing every time.
That's me talking, Cal.
Hey, Big Mac, do you remember years ago we were racing boys, we go to the lanes, and they was drinking, and we turned the race down because they was drinking?
Yeah.
With my car. These boys was drinking, and they was talking shit and saying, man, we'll fuck y'all up, blah, blah, blah. And we said, well, okay, man, no problem. You know, what you guys going to do? And Big Mac said, man, you know what? So you guys, and damn it, went through about 4 or 5 cases of fucking Budweiser in the station lanes. He said, man, fuck that. He said, man, we're not going to race.
Right.
And that's what we did.
That's what I was saying. I've seen that shit today in Mississippi here. Guys been drinking all day and getting in behind the wheel of those cars and driving. Like, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't want to be on the track with them.
No.
No, I agree with you.
Not at all.
Yeah, but I seen it at Fat Tuesday. I was out at Fat Tuesday one year and you were seeing the same shit. Guys in the pits drinking their ass off and then get in the, you know, go down the track.
Mm-hmm. Messing with these cars, man, you got to be in your right sober mind.
Right, you would think.
Because these damn cars will take you on a damn ride.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you said, some guys build their courage up, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Called liquid courage.
That
liquid courage will do some mistakes that you might not come back from.
Got that right. Yes, sir.
As my mama said, that's crazy water.
Hey, your mother 100% right. I just think, you know, my man from Chicago here tonight, he was saying something right. You know, he got 3 strikes and whatever that. But, you know, I've seen guys, man, run these fucking cars with no cage in them and just do some stupid-ass shit. Give them the big engine, get loose, and they still in. I'm like, oh, man, did he make it down through there? Dude, you're back there again. He got 10 more races, though. You know, a couple more races locked up. Like, man, are you fucking for real?